Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for photographer girls.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block.
Hey.
Every club.
Hey.
Every hood.
Hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, ooh, I love that, love that.
Uh-huh.
So smooth, so creamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft. God damn it, I wanna break you off. So high, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya.
Yeah.
If I can lift it some after.
After.
So taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little peep.
Uh-huh.
I'm too good, but toast up. So good, I won't be some more.
Welcome to Chocolate City. This is Chalk Mommy, and I am about to do my special Friday night edition. Tonight is going to be awesome. I ain't even gonna lie. Last week was whack as hell. Bitch was tired, and I ain't gonna say I ain't give a fuck, but I ain't give a fuck. So I have to make up for it, so I had to go extra hard this time. So what I did was I enlisted the help of a very good friend of mine out of New York, Review Poll.
Yeah.
Let me see, what could I say to describe you besides freaky, 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 freaky? But you do it in such a special way that...
I just like what I like, girl. You know what it is, man. You know, we about what we about out up here in NY, man. I just like what I like. What's happening, child?
Nothing. I'm sipping because, you know, every time I get ready to do a show, I be nervous in a mob. I don't know why, but I just get so nervous. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to sip because today didn't almost happen. Blog Talk was down for like six-something hours. I was sad because I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to sit here and reschedule it because I didn't know what your schedule was going to be like. But then you was like, you was working with me. Then my laptop ain't working, and that shit brand new. I'm like, yo, this must gonna be a killer show because I'm going through too much to get on the air. I had to drive all the way across town. Yes, I had to drive across town so I could give people what they asked for. So I'm just like, So tonight's subject is going to be crazy. We're going to be talking about, let's see, what is the, well, we always talk about, we have planned discussion topics, but we always steer away from them. We talk about them, but we talk about other stuff too. But
all
the two main ones, you know, it's like,
all the time.
The first one is, what is the craziest sexual act someone has asked you to do? That's the first topic. Second topic is, you ever had, this is for male or female, you ever had, like, your home person, like your homeboy, your homegirl, like your best friend, your brother, whatever, and they had a significant other and you wanted to bang them? Question is, did you bang them, or did you wait till they broke up, or, you know, you stayed loyal? And the reason why I'm coming up with these topics is because, for those of you that don't know, I went to Miami last week. I was there for like 6 days. Had a photo shoot, a couple of photo shoots, 305 photos in Zarada, photos with Baba. And when I came to Florida, I have a friend that I used to live with, and the last 2 months that we lived together, we didn't have sex. We just laid in the bed because he's like, he didn't want to get attached to me. He knew it was good.
He just laid in the bed?
Yeah, and he held me because he was like, he didn't want to get into that because I was leaving. Because he knew when he moved back to Florida, I was leaving Florida in December, coming back to North Carolina. So he would hold me, and we never messed around. Well, we lived together, but prior to, we messed around. So when I was coming back from Ocala, and this is sort of like a blast, I'm blasting him too because he's nasty, but he was like, you know what? Why don't you do me a favor? Because I was ready to give him some, because I ain't even doing nothing when I was in Florida, but he couldn't.
And you was bouncing anyway, so why he not going to take that? I don't understand that right there.
He's weird. He's so weird. So take it. When I'm driving back from
Florida.
That's Red from Florida.
Oh, from Florida? Oh, good. What's good, bro?
What's up, man?
Ain't nothing. We out here, man.
Well,
but the thing is, it's like while I'm driving, I'm like, okay, I'm coming back early. You know, I'm leaving Ocala. We're going to watch the football game. We're going to watch the Colts and the Giants. He hit me with the flex. Here comes the thing. He was like, yo, do me a favor. He's like, I feel like being submissive. When a guy tells you he feels like being submissive, it's like, yo, tell me what you want me to do, and I'm going to be your slave or whatever. That's my definition of submissive. What's your definition of submissive?
Well, I'm not really submissive, but that's about right.
Yeah, know what I mean?
I mean, that means he giving you the will. You driving.
Yeah, I'm supposed to dominate, and he's supposed to be my yes man. So I'm thinking, like, okay, you going to let me record? I'm going to put some footage up on the Ning site or whatever. Nah, he hit me with something totally different. He was like, your child. I'm like, yeah. He's like, why don't you have sex with somebody before you come here and let me eat your ass and your pussy? I'm like, what?
Wow.
I take him back. I'm like,
man, what
huh?
The fuck? Hey, bro, we told you that nigga like dick, didn't I told you if he from Nebraska, he don't want to fuck, but he want to lick after somebody done fuck. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's like
boys, man. That man,
that's
like,
on the wall right there, man.
If you want to take another nigga dick.
Yeah.
The thing is, I can't say what has happened in the 2 years that I've been gone, but I didn't even ask him, is that with a condom or without a condom? I left it alone because I said, huh? He's like, you heard me, right? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try. He's like, try. You talk, mom. You got a lot of fans that would like to. And by then, I'm driving like, yo, I'm not even coming to the crib. I'm not even going to call you.
Yo, that's crazy.
I'm like, where they do that at? And I'm like, yo, this going to be a good discussion topic. Because I'm like, that's like one of the craziest you know, to me, that's not even freaky. Freaky would be like, yo, Chuck, you
know, that nigga pass.
We gonna do something in front of some people. That's freaky to me. Letting people watch me do what I do best. That's freaky. But you, I mean, to me, you might as well just go suck another person's dick and just get it over with, because that's what you're doing. I mean, shit. Especially if you would have made a deposit, but I'm not getting down like that. But I'm like, And then you know what I
said. Pause out on that one, man. That shit's crazy.
You know, like, y'all mean nasty.
that nigga, wherever you from, where the fuck did come up that kind of mind state? Ain't no y'all.
He's from B.C. That's kind of going up north. You know what I'm saying? Anything past North Carolina is north, baby.
I don't know if I could put dude in the heterosexual man category right now.
Well, because he taking out the good part, you know what I'm saying? The part of fucking is putting your dick in. He don't even want to put his dick in. He want to taste another nigga dick, man. What?
You know what I'm saying? That's suspect.
The nigga want to take away all the good part. Oh, y'all, chalk. I seen that to you earlier. I want to suck his dick.
Yeah. that's a little out there, man.
He want to see how the dick tastes, man. What the fuck? You talking about with a condom or without a condom. You know that mean without a condom. If he come out after y'all have sex, that's common sense.
Maybe he wanted to taste the latex, you know, because maybe he got
to taste
it.
No motherfucking latex. That nigga want to taste dick. That nigga want to taste
word
dick,
up.
Man. Ain't no
that's
motherfucking latex. Nigga tell you after y'all, won't you go, bro, what's wrong with your dick going in there? Oh, man. And me, I ain't even finna eat no pussy after I done fucked it. And that's me, but because I ain't going to lie, I don't never pull out no pussy. I always nut in the pussy, so man, I ain't even finna go. Bitch, if you want some head from me, you already got to be bad, and that shit got to be ahead of time. Don't fuck and talk about, oh, you want to leak? Bitch, what?
that's free. That's free, right?
So, man, you know, Red, my question to you is, if you stroking it and you ain't busted yet, and she's like, yo, go back down on me, what are you going to do, say no?
I'm good.
Yeah,
my bad.
I mean, we already in there. It ain't no need.
Yeah, man, listen. head from a male to female is to get the pussy wet and to do what you want to do before you stick your dick in. Not, oh, yeah, oh, I'm fucking this pussy. Ooh, let me lick it. Hell no.
Okay. Hold on.
Now, pulling out the
pussy.
Nah, pulling out the
pussy. Double standard.
Nah.
Hey, bro.
Back me up,
bro. What's up? No. I totally agree with you, man. You already in there. It's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? With you, you know, you might got some pre going on down there. You done already, like, gave her a little bit of juice, but you want the man to put his juice back in.
You want that in his
mouth. Okay, now, but y'all would be quick to be like, when she riding it, yo, baby, hop off and suck me. Like, so that's double standards.
Nah, that's good, because, you know, that's like.
But women, but y'all like the way y'all sex.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if you don't jump off the dick and suck that bitch, like saying, you got a nasty pussy, and sucking the dick out there done came out of there. That's a way of showing that you got a clean pussy.
That's right. That's that you confident.
Who's outside?
What's good?
Somebody out.
Who's calling in? Nah, that's somebody calling in outside.
Well, they got muted. But this is my see, that's that double standard style, and leave it to a guy to change the rules as they go along. And y'all change the rules to fit whatever the hell mood y'all are in at that time.
That's right.
Really, y'all do.
I don't believe that. You gotta look at it like this. Man, the Yeah, the dude's fluids already in you. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. That's not. He don't want to taste himself. You know what I'm saying?
That's y'all like to do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not our ordeal. That's y'all. Oh, I got the clean pussy. Yeah, I suck that dick. It just came out of me. But me licking the pussy, oh, yeah, that shit just came out of me. Hell nah. Fuck that. Because your man really want to tell you. Well, hey, Chalk, because what that nigga really want to tell you is he want to have a threesome with you and this dude, and he going to really get off. I'm telling you, that's all I see.
Well, Mr. Mason ain't finna tell me shit. Mr. Mason ain't finna tell me shit.
He must be thought he was gonna like win some porn star cool points. Oh yeah, I told Chalk, man, I'ma suck up pussy after she fucking nigga. Yeah.
No, what he didn't know is he ain't heard my radio show. So for everybody that's listening, Corey Lee Mason is a nasty motherfucker. You heard?
Man, why you put that man whole name? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
He's not
fucked. Damn, my bad. Hey, man, you know everybody hit the big bars, man.
I'm
blasting you, you know how I do. I'm going hard. Because if you did something dumb enough to make me blast you on my show, I can't just give you half of the story. I got to let people know who you are so they can go look them up and be like, damn. You know, because I don't want them to have the same problems.
That's fucked up, man. And you lucky I didn't see you
when I was in Ocala for a day, because you probably would have been on the blast section tonight, Mr. Red, while you're talking.
Who? Blast section? Blast about what?
I said you glad I didn't see you when I was in Ocala, because I was only there for a day. Because I'm sure I probably had some blast stories
Like blast, like, okay, what is it to say about me?
I don't know. I would have found something. He probably would have did something.
I doubt it. I damn sure won't be licking no ass y'all. And pussy after another nigga. He probably be like, oh, yeah, Red, I came over to Ocala, Red, put the dick down. I made him come in 5 minutes, but all that eat the pussy after, nah, fuck that.
Chalk told me, she got that hypnotized. She going to make you.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah. Exactly. That's one thing. You ain't gonna be able to say you can't say it was little. Like none of that shit. You might be going on the radio and say, oh yeah, y'all, I curl Red out and I'm gonna come on that bitch 100. But like, yeah, Chalk got some fire ass pussy, you know what I'm saying? I got a big dick, but I ain't last 3 minutes, you know, yeah, this me. I'm gonna keep it real, but guess what? I bet I won't be that nigga that talking about I wanna lick the pussy after my man up north and banged it. Man, what the fuck? I bet you that.
You're coming up north to eat ass for the first time, so don't get it
twisted.
Nah,
man,
listen.
We talking about model bitches. We talking about the Jet magazine, you know what and nobody don't know me as Red up there, you know what I'm saying? I might go up that bitch like incognito, you feel me? Call me Nito, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucking, you know, I'm that dude. And they gonna be like, he's from Florida? Because you know all the pussy gonna come out. I might see that shit and they'll be like on some drunk shit and they'll be like, damn. Ooh, fuck that Chalk video.
Oh, you can video? We got the right person on the line.
Throw that Chalk City video on.
Hey, listen, you down with that shit.
Oh, yeah. It's time for me to make a new one. It's time for me to make volume 2.
So
you gonna let me get
on volume 2? What you gonna do, stroke it? You try to
stall at it. Yeah, I'm scoping. My dick shaped like a spoon. I ain't eating nothing.
Leaving that for the stunt double.
Yeah, I'm gonna call my man, because of course, you know, he wanna eat all the pussy after I fuck it anyway.
Anyway.
I'm gonna be like, bang, 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 bang. I'm like, yeah, I got my man. He got you. Slide over.
Oh, my God. Y'all is sick and wrong. Y'all is sick and wrong for no reason.
Obviously, Chalk, I don't think you can get, I know you ain't get a freakier question than that. Than what you do with that.
Yeah, that got to talk.
That shit got to be the top.
Bro, that's the top in the world. No. Besides a nigga fucking you in your ass and you eating a bitch pussy. That's the yeah, top business.
We need to work on that right there, Chop.
I'm gonna ask you
that when you come up here while I'm hitting it when I'm fucking you in the ass while you eating the pussy.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna have a volunteer.
First of all, you not eating that. I'm sorry. No. Have I? Yes, but will I? You might be suspect. You might be a little too large. I don't know. I'm gonna have to ask wifey about that one.
Nah. You could ask her. I know how to do it, man. I'm telling you, I know how to do
hey,
it.
I'm not
forceful on it. I ain't ripping nothing up, man. I'm gonna take my time, man.
Oh my God.
Sound like somebody getting quiet on the radio show review.
Yeah.
Just a radio show and people getting quiet.
Man, fuck y'all.
People getting quiet. That's your job.
What's my job? Come on,
fuck us.
No, my job is to make you feel good about yourself and take your paycheck. That's my job.
And do what else?
It's like, and take your paycheck and go shopping.
Wow.
That's my job.
Damn.
For you to say, I was around Chuck Mommy, I hung out with her.
Mm-hmm.
Slapped on the ass. You know, she may have did a few little other things. And I couldn't
go there. See, I'm gonna keep that. I'm gonna let you blast that. I wouldn't even say nothing. They'd be like, yeah, man, Tashi cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He'd be like, yeah. You'll say more than that. I'm just sorry I didn't get to see you when I was in Ocala. It was short.
Yeah.
I'm planning another trip after I come from New York.
I do my thing. I don't make my own schedule, you know. Some of us got to do what we got to do. You know, I probably like, it was on my mind, but, you know.
I feel you do what you got to do. So, Mr.
But get what? I'm going to make time when we go to New York. I bet you that.
Well, I know you will. You're going to be like a kid in a candy store. You will be like
a kid
in a candy store.
Hey, review poll, we got to make a whole DVD of my whole state, nigga.
For sure.
My whole state, nigga, up close and personal, man. It's your boy Red Boss, review poll. We in here. What's up? We trying to see what's happening. Florida and NY.
Make sure you get a close-up of him licking the ass.
All right.
As long as you get the close-up of him licking the ass, I'm good.
Who licking ass? Please. He's dreaming.
Oh, wait a minute. Woman, Red?
Somebody got
so you're saying you're not?
Come on.
Oh, hold up, Red. No, Red. You're saying you're not because let's go back two shows now. Let's go back two shows.
Keyword, Mike. Keyword, Mike. Bad hold. And first, you're talking about a camera now, so you know a camera on now.
Review phone. When we finish... Tomorrow when you get off work, go on the Neem site and go to the third episode and you will hear him in prime time and he will tell you when I get to New York.
I say I'm Mike. You hear that.
It's good. I mean you would like it. It's freaky.
I'm going to get the video of you going in her ass and see how she run. And we're going to put that up on the main site, on the Top Mommy, TalkCity.com.
But I don't mind running. I need to run. I'm tired of making niggas run. What is you saying?
No, not run. Who are you? Oh, you making niggas run now?
Of course.
Damn.
Of course. So I need somebody to make me run. Shit, I'm tired of doing all the work. I'm tired of being a champion.
No, not a champ.
Yeah.
Not a champ.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last time I was listening to the show and you was talking, it was a lot of New York cats was like they was looking for you, Chop, but they ain't see you. What happened? You was like a secret agent in NY.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 007. Okay.
They was calling you out. Cat, I heard that was calling you out.
Let me break it down for you. The Bronx was calling me out because he's not me. You feel me? I was elsewhere getting what I needed to get to make me feel good. I seen the tool. The tool don't look like it would work for me.
Okay. I can't.
Don't be putting them boys out there like that. So.
No, keeping yourself out there like that.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Then he wanted to go on BBM in the groups and put himself out there like that. And I wasn't the only one that felt like that. So all that talk that you was doing, you're going to rearrange my ribs, I'm going to be in a wheelchair. When I seen your tool, soft and hard, it looked the same. What kind of damage you going to do with that?
Wow.
Nothing over here. So like I told him, when I came to New York that last time, I was
He said you're going to be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, please, from laughing, from being tilted to death. But like I told him, when I came to New York, I got it elsewhere. When I come back to New York, I'm going to get it elsewhere again. It's just not going to be you.
Damn. Damn, my nigga, go grow some dick.
I'm quiet off of that one, yeah.
That's fucked up.
I mean,
oh,
but
man,
don't
get
me wrong.
Oh, man, you got to go get a meds or something.
Yeah, wheelchair, that's kind of lame anyway.
Go get a prescription
or
something.
No, nobody's going to put me in a wheelchair. No, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So, you know, it's like, he's a nice person. He's nice. He hits me and is like,
here we go with that nice person
out?
Shit.
But don't,
hey, bro, at the end of the day, baby, please don't call me no nice person, because you know what that shit mean. That shit, like, it mean, like,
oh,
your dick little, but as long as we talking and we ain't fucking, you the coolest nigga in the world, but if we fucking, it ain't nothing. But you a nice person.
You a nice person.
Yeah, you
yeah,
a nice person. You got a little dick. You ain't got no choice but to have a nice personality.
But, you know, nice people finish last. I'm a very nice person. There's nothing wrong with being nice. This is my definition of nice. Nice is when a bitch is going through something, I can crawl on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? You might can feel the booty and rub the titty,
wow.
But you're not snatching. Nice is, I want to go out to eat, and I don't want to eat alone. You are nice enough to go with me. You feel me?
A duck-ass nigga. That's what the fuck we call it in Florida. Affleck.
Fred, when I come down to Florida, man, you gotta show me where the spots is, man.
Oh, yeah, man. You know for sure. Most definitely.
Y'all are crazy. Now, I done told y'all about, you know, some of the craziest things. You know, I get fan mail, so I get fan texts. So, you know, the adult entertainment world is, like, mad crazy, because when you start getting into fetishes, there are so many things that you wouldn't think of that will make a person come. You know what I mean? So it's like when you start taking natural acts that should be done elsewhere and bringing them to the bedroom, to me, that's a sick person. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean,
again,
I'm not going to ask anybody. When people start bringing things, like when somebody's like, oh, I want you to pee on me, how is peeing on you going to turn you on and make you come? I mean, it does for some people, but it's not for me, because then you just going to be a pissy motherfucker that I'm just going to look at and be like, damn, you know, fucked up the sheets. And every time I look at you, I'm just going to see piss. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, what did Biggie say? With Nasty Girl, she wanted him to shit on him. He's like, what did he do? You know, caca, he shit it all on the bitch. I mean, how does that turn you on to make you come? You know what I'm saying? I had somebody send me a text, and they was just like, how do you feel about passing gas? I'm like, that's a natural act. It's like, do you do it? Everybody does it, but there's a time and a place. And I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute. This line of questioning ain't normal. I'm like, is that a fetish for you? He was like, yeah. And he said, but can we talk about it? Talk what? Hell nah. That's one thing I lost. What we going to talk about? Nah. I'm like,
hold on, Chuck. Rewind that. You said he wanted you to pass gas, and what? I didn't catch all of that. He wanted you to do what?
He wanted me to pass gas.
Just pass gas. That was it. He just wanted you to stand there naked and pass gas.
Mhm. I guess I'm not going to have that discussion with him because, come on now, we don't do that.
Yeah, that's kind of out there, man. That's kind of out there. That's
grown-up entertainer, man. You know, all that shit, you know.
Yeah, right? You going run into all kind of shit like that, though, man.
I mean, I know, but to keep me from cussing a person out and telling them what I really think, I just be like, I'm at work. That works for me. I'm at work 24/7 when it comes to something crazy. I can't talk now. I'm at work. I'm going to have to hit you back. And I don't hit you back because I don't want to hurt your feelings and be like, you a sick ass. But you know what I'm saying? That it goes into the craziest sexual acts that someone has asked you to do. And I feel like men ask females to do more crazy stuff than females ask men to do. And I guess y'all just nasty by nature.
No, we get nasty. Y'all just scared to act.
There you go, man.
That's why the freaks locked down their old ladies easy, because they done whatever the fuck their old lady was thinking about.
You know what? Nah, I can't say that. Nah. I can't say that.
We right. Ain't that right, RuPaul?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Nah.
Yeah. Women, yeah, you don't ask for everything you want.
Exactly.
You ask
to do everything you want. Because, bro, I'm going to tell you why they don't ask. Because if they ask you to do some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? That show you what kind of nigga they done had. And you know you ain't been doing this, so this nigga's... So if you say no, she might... Now you got this confidence on you that you might go, she might go somewhere else for this pleasing.
Yeah. I'm not like closed-minded and all. You know, I'm open-minded to certain shit, but you know, certain things is just like... Is that too much, man? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, if you're thinking about that, that shit sound crazy. Like the whole feces thing. When niggas was talking about that shit, I'm like, I couldn't see it, man. I was like, nah, that shit. I don't know how that in any way is attractive.
Man,
okay.
Motherfucker asking that kind of shit, man. I won't leave my kids around on my neck, my little nieces and none of that
word.
Shit, man. A shitty diaper might turn you on, motherfucker. I don't know what the fuck you got going on, man.
Word.
For real.
Y'all stupid. Hold on. I see this caller on the line. And review call, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, I'm not sure if he's on your list or if any of his affiliates, PME. Because I was like, what the hell is PME? They send blasts. They be talking shit all the time. And you can't do nothing but laugh because they just stupid. But they be keeping it real with the shit that they say.
Put them boys on.
Hold on. Think on it. Hold on. Let's see. There you go. Hey, Carlos.
What is doing?
What's up? What's good?
I'm tripping off you, yeah. What's happening?
Chilling, bro. What's going on, man?
You know, ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Hey, always. What's happening?
You already know. I'm down here in Cincinnati, Ohio. The nasty
Natty.
The nasty Natty. They call
it. That's what it is. Natty's in the building.
Okay.
See, PME in the house. Rough Rider Extraordinaire.
So
what's up,
bro?
Talk to him, Chop.
You've been listening to the conversation, right? I'm great actor. Okay. Mr. PME, what is the craziest sexual act you've asked a female to perform on you?
I mean, It ain't nothing crazy. I mean, it's all sex. But, I mean, you know, you got to, it's certain, like the, you know, before y'all put me on, certain shit that you just don't do, though. I mean, it's like, you know, back there, don't go back there, because you'll get your ass beat.
See there? We had a nigga on here talking about his ass licked. Now you hear my nigga right here talking. Now you hear this?
I mean, this is just real. That's just real. I mean, you know, and then for a motherfucker to even ask you some stuff like that, I mean, that's just total disrespect. That just lets you know how they feel about you, how they respect you. But see, that's why I put this PME thing down, because, I mean, I can't let them pimp me. I got to pimp them.
Okay, Pimpin.
I ain't going to like nothing, you know. So, I mean, you know, people do, like the man, I mean, before y'all put me in, I heard the man say, you know, they doing some strange stuff. You can't leave your kids around them. And that's some true shit, because there's some ignorant motherfuckers in the world.
For real.
And you don't know my
part, straight up, bro. For real, bro. If an ass smell turn you on, and your little baby girl is shit, and she shit around this nigga, what you think? What the fuck will be going across his motherfucking mind? For real, nigga getting killed, man, because you already heard this nigga come out. Oh yeah, man, your girl farted, man, and my dick just got so hard. So if my little girl shit next door to you, man, I'm gonna have to knock you the fuck out or shoot the shit out your ass, one or the other, because you're gonna be, because you look at my baby and laugh, nigga. I ain't gonna take that shit lightly, because I know what kind of nigga you is, man. For real. Straight up.
I'm with you all the way.
You like smelling shit.
I done seen some creep ass niggas in the world, though. I mean,
for real.
You know, I mean, I was locked up, and I seen these creep motherfuckers lusting out little girls on the gymnastics. I'm like, damn. I'm like, you can't come over my motherfucking house. I got daughters. I don't have no sons.
For real.
You can't come over my house, Jack. Because I already know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be back up in this bitch doing forever.
Yeah, straight up. Some alone bed.
Yeah, ain't going to be no stuff at home this trip.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mr. PME, I got a question for you.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
You say you have all girls, right? So,
yes.
When you're dealing with a female, do you be mindful of the fact that you have girls? Like, you know how men tend to be whores? They tend to be doggish, and
see,
they tend to be players.
Hold on. See, now I got to stop you right there for speech. Y'all women always putting that bullshit on us. Women just as fucking sneaky as men. Y'all just don't get caught with what y'all doing. Matter of fact, y'all do more shit than what we do. Y'all just don't get caught. And then y'all put stuff on us and try to make it seem like we the bad guy. We get this and that. But see, one thing I always notice is this here. This is what my mama told me a long time ago. Two things. When you point the finger at a motherfucker, it's three pointing back at you, for one thing. For two, if I know I ain't doing nothing and you always accusing me, that's just your conscience telling on you.
You doing something.
It is.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll agree with that, but see, I'm an honest female. You know what I'm saying? What I need to do, I'll tell him out the gate. For real, I mean, you know, you nice, you trying to fuck with me, but I ain't shit. I ain't just gonna fuck you. I'm just doing this, that.
But that's all good. I can respect all that from the gate. You know what I'm saying? That way I know where it lay. You know what I'm saying?
But
you the same shit though. Like I mean,
yeah.
Well, don't be shit. But, good. We both but, ain't shit. So.
Okay,
like,
so that goes back to the question. When men have girls, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I have sons, you know what I'm saying? My sons ain't shit. I'm just going to keep it straight up. You know, they good providers for the house and their kids, but they like to fuck or do whatever it is they're going to do.
Stop.
And I tell them, you know what? My oldest, you have two girls. So you can't be mad at a nigga for doing what you do. You need to be mindful. You have girls. You have a mama. Don't worry about your mama because I ain't shit. But you have a sister. So, I mean, you know, sometimes I'd be like, do men think about that when they have girls? And then they'd be like, daddy, my man is doing this and I'm doing that. And you ready to beat him. But then you'd be like, shit, I'm doing the same thing. Like, do you ever think about that?
Ciao.
Yeah.
When you got girls like that and they daddy like that, you know what I'm saying? If the daddy keep it 100 with his daughters with everything he do and how he do it, he'll have some game-ass daughters to the game. Nigga won't be able to get nothing past him. You know what I'm saying? Nigga with all that weak-ass game be coming at him. Oh, baby, this ain't my daddy already told me this. Just go click in right then. Then the nigga game gonna come back on him like, damn, that ain't work like it do on them other hoes. You already know not to time like that.
But the game didn't change. See, I'm like, I don't know how old y'all are. I'm 39. The game didn't change. Like, I mean, I go to my partner's club. My partner got a club. On Thursday nights, they do Thick with a Thursday. It's just like an 18 and over thing, right? The way these young girls out here, young guys is out here today, they weren't like that when I was coming up. I mean, the whole game has changed. I mean, everything has changed as far as how people carry themselves, what they do. I'm talking about they doing all kind of stuff at a young age. I mean, they...
Yeah,
we
don't
even think about
situation.
Them. They're growing up fast as hell because you can look at a 14-year-old and think she about seven, like 20. And it's like, if you don't take the idea, you bang it, next thing you know, your ass going to jail. Because the girls are in it.
That's some steroids
in
the chicken.
It's real iron.
That's why I don't be fucking around, boy. Never had me talking about it. I'm chapstick. Fuck that.
You can't even say, let me see your ID anymore because, you know.
You can.
Because ID's are fake. ID's a fake.
Well, but I mean, if a person show you up, if a person pull up on you, it's just like if you go in a club. If that person picture is on the ID and it's a fake ID, I mean, that ain't your fault.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that because me and a friend of mine had a discussion like months ago and he had a homeboy that got jacked up. He went to a club. He met a chick. Now, mind you, when you're in the club, it's a 21 and up club. You assuming everybody is 21 or older, right?
Right.
Not always, because some clubs, they roll like, you know, it's a 21 and up club just to drink. So you might have a pan on.
It was 21 and up. You know what I'm saying? So he meets a little shorty. They kiss it. They stay out all night. You feel me? Dude brings old girl back to the house. How pop comes out, and he's like, you know, you was with him all night? And the daughter's like, yeah. Girl was nothing but 15. Old boy got locked up. And he was just like, wait a minute. She was in a club. Because in the club, the bouncers, and the people at the door, they check your ID. So how is it it's his fault because he's in an establishment where they already screen you before you come in the door. And he's doing some years, you know, for...
Ah, threw the fuck out the club and everybody.
I mean,
it ain't his fault, but you know what? It's going to be his fault in society. It's going to be his fault regardless. You're taking the L regardless. It wasn't his fault, you know what I'm saying? And if you think about the situation, anybody can get caught out there, but it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? The law say it's his fault.
Hey, bro, and I'm gonna tell you some fucked up shit that's going over here, going on where I stay at as we speak. Two of my main niggas, you know what I'm saying? They out late night, you know what I'm saying, partying or whatever. They got this little young bitch. They on X and all this shit. They banging the bitch and all that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? She ain't even number like 16, 17 maybe. You know, we about 20.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, that's the bullshit.
But she loose like that, you know what I'm saying? She fucking the whole neighborhood, niggas like 10 times her age or whatever. But long story short, it gets out that they done banged the bitch at the same time. And she's changed the set out shit to rape like 3 days later.
Wow.
That's for real. Just cause the story got out. I ain't fuck both of them niggas at the same time. They raped me. And they following through with all the shit right now. And this bitch knows she ain't shit.
No, but you know, they got ways to put through that. I mean, people can come together and, you know, say what kind of person she was. I mean, even though, you know, her age still going to get them done dot anyway. But
yeah,
that's why I say, you know, you just... The moral of the story is you can't think with your dick. You're going
right.
to lose out. You're going to lose
out. Go fuck your lady. Both of y'all niggas got babies, man. Go fuck your lady or something, man.
You just can't think with your dick. No matter how sick you think it is, I mean, you can get caught up. I mean, I done seen shit with my homeboys, you know, mess with a girl, and they get mad because they don't want to fuck with them no more and pull some bullshit on them. So, if you when you think with your dick, I mean you got it coming to you.
Yeah.
One shape or form.
Yeah, man.
So how would you suggest the guy protect himself from that?
What's that?
So how would you guys protect yourselves against the fuck shit?
It's got to leave them little hoes alone, man. Fuck with bitches your age or older.
Word up, really. At the end of the day, you got to peep. You got to
all that young Tenderoni shit played out.
You know what's funny, though, about the whole situation? What's funny is a young bitch can't do nothing for me anyway because she don't know nothing. Boy, she got suggestions, young puss. I don't want none of that. I want some shit that's going to snap back and do what it got to do.
Don't sleep. Them little bitches is out there for sure. Them bitches have had some experiences, my nigga.
Trying to make self, but they ain't really ready.
I think he just called me.
You know what that is? That's my lady.
Woman with the experience. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Cougars is in. That's all I can say.
Cougars is in.
Cougars.
Yeah, word up.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to fuck you to death, but I'm going to bust that motherfucker's stomach muscles open.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, I can't tell about nobody else, but see, I don't have no bad habits too many. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't do none of that. All I do is eat and drink juice and take vitamins. That's all I do.
Yeah,
that nigga up to a sick. Hey, bro, you gotta let me know what kind of vitamins them is. my cousin, that nigga run through like 10 bitches a day. I be like, damn, cuz, what the fuck you on, man? He be like, nigga, I ain't on nothing, nigga. I take my motherfucking vitamins. Like, damn, nigga, what the fuck?
The whole thing is just here.
On, ain't no regular fucking. That's the nigga I'll go put on chalk ass. But when she got out, like, damn, I hear this nigga, they're like, bum, 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 bum,
bum, right?
Yeah. I got somebody for her ass, boy. I got somebody for her ass. You know, I might have to get on some black gin or some shit, but I got somebody sober for your ass, because she's going to get up, because you know she's going to get on the radio station like, oh, yeah, the nigga Red, he had to drink some gin. You know he did his thing, but he was on gin. You know how she do it on her sexy-ass voice and shit. Yeah, you know Red, he beat the pussy up, but he was on gin. I'm going to catch that nigga in like 3 days early in the morning and see what he working with.
Hey, but I mean, that's what it is, though. You know, motherfuckers don't get no rest. They partying, they smoking, they using shit and trying to do it. You can't do all that. Your body ain't gonna take you for all that. You got to keep
right.
Your body. And you know, I ain't talking like I'm Mr. Fit. I'm a chunky motherfucker, but I'm just saying like you got to keep your body in tune if that's the stuff you like to do. Anytime I'm going at it, I'm trying to go at it like a motherfucking marathon, you know, because one thing I know about women is if you give a woman some lousy dick, oh, she going to talk about you, bruh, and you ain't getting none nowhere else because everybody going to know about it.
Especially fucking with a bitch like me because I'm going to put it on my site and let them see it. Don't just hear it. See it.
Chop,
we know how you do it. I won't never give you my whole motherfucking name.
She got video cameras and everything set up, huh?
Yeah, man. Well, you already know. Oh, yeah, this is such and such, his middle name.
That shit,
social
that shit
security.
Look like a studio. She got all kind of lightings.
All kind of shit. Motherfucking bras with cameras on.
To be honest with you, I'm going to let you hold the camera and record it because, you know, I ain't going to tell you how I'm going to hit you with it. But, like, the last one, I was smooth with it. I was just like, yo, is that an email address? She was like, yeah. I'm like, okay, so since you, like, be helping your grandma out a lot and you really don't have time to spend with me like that, what I'm going to do is we're going to record this and I'm going to send it to you on your email. So when you're not with me, you with me. You can see us getting it in. He's like, yeah. Man.
Yo,
shit.
Hot Chop flip it. Most of the time, it's the niggas that shooting the film. You know what I'm saying? Showing the shit off. stop flipping it on niggas taking they shit like, yo, this is my shit, like, slap the niggas.
How you do that?
How you got niggas scared, like, oh, I don't want to be on tape and shit.
Going for some sucker shit like that?
Because it's all about the mouth, man. It's like,
ain't no black over here, boy.
When a person, it's different. You can talk to me and talk to me on the phone and talk to me on BBM and everything like that. But it's like when you see me in person, it's like different. It's like people be like, oh, okay, you look better in person, or damn, you know, is your ass really looking like that? And then I ain't no shame in my game. Matter of fact, when I was in West Palm last week, I did a radio show with Bruce Almighty. So I guess he was trying to be funny, like, yo, you know what? I've been seeing these ass bitches. Are they really yours? What? Hell yeah. I stood up in the studio and dropped them and wiggled it for him. Like, so what is he saying? Yeah, I got a surprise duty in the clothes. Might look small. But when I drop them, like, booyah, what's happening? Don't try me.
I already know about a petite woman, man. That's on the low, man. They sneak up on you, but the frame be crazy.
Well, see, you gotta learn how to manhandle that frame, see. For one thing, with them legs up in the air, you touching the bottom anyway. At least I am. I don't know.
Nah.
Oh,
mm-mm.
Man.
Nah.
I'm an exhibitionist. If you've been in New York, any landmark you probably go by, I done fucking fucked on that shit outside, my nigga.
I've been fucked on the 15th.
Nigga, I'm on the Brooklyn Bridge Broadwalk. I'm on the BQE in the car. Wherever you go, the park, nigga, I'm down in Dumbo. Wherever you go, man, watch where you sitting, because you probably sitting on, I left you something there.
The rain got to be
up. Yes.
Well, the rain took care of it.
The rain took care of it. Yeah, man, I'm all about that. That's my. I like that, man.
Well, I'm in Florida, bro. We fucking the forest around here, bro.
Y'all.
We fuck on hunting trips. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even mad at that, my nigga.
I ain't trying to get the fuck up by a raccoon and shit, man.
Ow! We fucking on hunting trips around here, bro.
You know, but
y'all,
like
y'all
said,
ain't got
though,
the scenery though, man. Y'all ain't got the scenery we got out here, man. You gotta come out here.
You talking about with all the lights and all that shit.
You want the city in the background.
I feel you. But we out here in nature. Don't no scenery beat Mother Nature. Don't no scenery beat Mother Nature. You got a bad bitch. You got the finest rifle. You got a nice-ass camouflage tent. You know, deers and bears and shit walking around.
The great outdoors.
Yeah, the great outdoors. You can ESPN and shit. You know, it's 100 motherfuckers fucking in the city, but how many fucking in the woods?
You're a wilderness man.
That's what you got. Hey, bro, you got a Jeff Corwin in that pussy. Danger. Now, this here pussy right here, Mike, it's been around for hundreds of thousands of years. And it has not been beaten by man since it's been here. Now, I'm going to lick this pussy.
Oh,
as I lick it, it's going to seep out at me.
So animal, boy.
Now it's not a dangerous venomous species, but it's a cat.
But you gotta keep
some come with whiskers and no come with whiskers.
Y'all are sick and wrong for no reason. Y'all are just sick and wrong for no reason. Really,
man. You know what we gotta do, man. We gotta do like they do for real, man. We're going to try to boost you up, man. I get rich in time soon, man. We got a TV show your ass, man. This shit is so fun. Just us four, man. This shit will be rocking. I already know.
Yeah,
I already know.
Show, man.
We got to keep this shit on video.
Yeah, I got to do my second part of the of my question. How many of y'all have had a homeboy and he had a banging ass bitch and you wanted to fuck her? Have y'all ever fucked your man's girl? It doesn't matter if they broke up or they was together.
That's a no on my end.
I don't do no green shit like that, but, you know, I done had, I don't really rock like that. But I ain't gonna lie, I have had niggas who cooler than a motherfucker with me. We ain't got no problem, no nothing. Every time we see, oh, yo, what's up, bro? Nah, you cool, man. What's up, man? What you got going on? How much this and how much that? You know what I'm saying? I had them kind of niggas that they bitch. Either already fucking me or they done fuck me. And it'd be like hard. It'd be like, damn, we ain't friends, but we cool as fuck. But shit, man, she fine as fuck, you know? So our nigga be like, damn, man, I seen the motorcycle, man. Be like, damn, man. And then this bitch, I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you. Females will tell on themselves too, bro. Because, like, the same niggas who talking that right there, rah, 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 they old lady will walk off. Like, this nigga sitting up here talking to this nigga. He laughing and sniggering and grinning in his face, and I'm fucking him. For real. That shit be crazy. And then another thing I done had is, like, one hoe I'm fucking, and la, 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 you know. Oh, yeah, girl, he got this, he got that. And thinking I'm paying the bitch for fucking and she ain't getting nothing out of me but some dick. And double back on the other bitch. Oh, you know she's still fucking her baby daddy and telling me all this shit like I give a fuck. And they give me some pussy. And they thought it was all my money, but it wasn't nothing but a fuck thing. And both of them end up getting fucked. Now, y'all got to hang together. Now, I'm done with both of y'all.
I look at it like this here. I mean, shit. I ain't paying no motherfucker for no pussy. We both going to be satisfied. We both getting something that we want. Now,
yeah,
that's your job, if that's what you like to do, I mean, you know, you got to try that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
hold up. Now, what happens? I mean, I understand you saying, you know, you both going to get pleasure. But what happens if she don't please you? What do you do then? Have you ever told a chick after you fucked up, your pussy wasn't good? Have you ever been that straightforward and just broke it down?
I done told them that. Hell yeah, especially when they run off at the throat like they got that bomb diggity. Like, I'm going to be straight up 100. I had some shit this weekend when I was in Baltimore, right? This motherfucker told me that was so gangster, so this, so that. Gave me some head, and I had to push her head up like, I don't even want that.
Her teeth, she must be had her teeth on it.
Nah, she just wasn't. Fuck, she was trying to do more jacking than fucking.
You know what I'm saying? And then they go try to tell everybody they got five heads.
That's what you got. You got five hands, not five heads.
Yeah, man. That was this girl. I had to tell this girl that the other day, like, man, get your hands out the way. She's talking about, why? Because you about to come. No, it's sucking dick, not jacking dick. I can jack my own dick.
But they want to wrap pussy all around your lips and all up and down your nose and... Nah, I'm not gonna lie. You stick a finger in there, they come back. What you doing? And all that. Nah, you ain't gonna be jacking me off. Like you said, my nigga, I can jack my own self off.
For real.
No hands.
I'm sorry y'all have such problems.
You wanna put that on BBM?
What?
On your next Florida trip, you know, come by and I see you showing your skills off on the what's the name, and I the little mascot, you know, like, of the situation, you know.
Oh, are you volunteering to be my next victim?
Boom. Right there. Now we talking. Hey, bro, now I'm going to have my black gin. Now I ain't going to lie, because I ain't going out like no bitch. I'm going to talk some shit. I'm going to call some shit and be like, yeah, we have Chalk Mommy. Chalk Mommy in the building, and 30 minutes have passed, and I'm still standing here.
What she mean by victim, though?
she curling niggas out, bro. She curling niggas out, left and right.
Oh, PME, you haven't been to my site, I take it.
I went through my phone, but I ain't went through there on the computer. But I checked it out on the phone.
You need to go on the computer so you can see the video. Turn me on.
I ain't even big at watching nigga get their dicks up. That's one some shit I ain't on. But you know, talk boy, I just look at that first like couple of seconds. I'd be like, damn.
Hey, what can I say?
When the next time you're in Florida?
I gotta come to New York first. You know, they trying to love me so good.
Hold on, when's the New York trip?
You in high request out here.
I know, right? I'm coming to New York next month. I'm not sure what
I'll
day.
In the next month.
I'll be on the airport.
You flying top?
No, I'm gonna drive because I be making pit stops.
You driving from Carolina?
Chop you off the chat.
You driving from Carolina?
Yeah, I drive everywhere. I mean, I even drive to Cali.
I might take that little road trip, you know, because I'm finna, like, I ain't finna get the streets up, but I'm finna, like, make them my side job instead of my main thing. And I gotta visit a lot of places before I go to work, you know. But,
come on, man. Come on.
Hey, because I think I'm gonna fuck with y'all, boy. Bro, I'm a wild ass nigga. Y'all on this ain't 10% of me y'all getting on this show, man. I'm a fucked up ass guy. And I'm known to go somewhere and make a motherfucker feel like they know me. So when I get up there, you gonna be like, man, it seems like I know this nigga from somewhere. Where the fuck you been at all my life? I'm that kind of nigga. So we can have fun, man. You know, I'm that dude, man. So
you
I think I'm sick.
You ever come
crazy?
Pick me up. But I'm all
there again, bro.
Hold on one second. Somebody wants to get in. 347-550-554. Who is this?
No, that's Roy, baby. What's wrong with you? There's no Roy that you can get.
That nigga Roy.
What's up, Roy?
What's up?
Good, dog.
I'm just chilling, bro.
I heard y'all talking. I had to let y'all know I was in the house listening, you know?
That's my nigga right there.
Yeah, they funny. We got PME, you know, the one. Well, it's like several of them on BBM, the ones that just be like talking mad shit that be making you laugh. It's like
they
PME governor. Oh my God, he's sick for no reason.
Oh, really?
He's sick for no reason. That's just the way I feel sometimes. I have to let y'all know the way I feel. And I just hate bullshit. I love real shit.
It's this thing with niggas who talk, you know what I'm saying? My man remind me of myself. If you don't let that shit out, it's like you ain't being real with yourself. So you just got to keep that shit 100.
I mean, sometimes, don't just be about talking shit. I talk shit a lot. But sometimes they ask certain stuff. And I just, like, you keep sending some shit to a motherfucker on their BBMs talking about what you think about me. Am I one fuckable, this and that? Look, kid, corny ass shit. If you like somebody, motherfucker, quit trying to blast it out and see if they like you. Just text them on the side and say, dude, I like you. That's what you do. Don't be sending that shit. And then you a motherfucking man. I'm a man. You ain't even got your BBM set up
for
people. You sending me some shit that you should send to a girl. So when they send me that shit, I say, okay, what I want to do to you is, number one, I want to slap the shit out you. Number two, I want to suck your motherfucking eyeballs out your head, because that's some goofy, dumbass shit for you to be sending to me. And then you tell a motherfucker that and try to game them up like, look, bro. You know, don't send that shit to no man. Send that shit to your women friend. Or at least when you send it, say, to all the women on my BBM.
I had a situation like that a couple of days ago. I don't send mass messages because that's a waste of time. Right? I had to send out a broadcast mass message. Listen, I'm a dude. Keep it real. Don't ask me how I look. Don't ask me if I'm sexy with a big booty. basketball D's? No. Stop asking me that. I'm raw. My picture's up. I'm a guy. Not because my hair might look like Rick James, but I gotta listen. Leave me alone. I'm a guy. Oh no, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Nah. Oh, hold up. We got a Florida caller. Oh, I see Pacemaker Beats is in the house. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What is
this?
What's up?
He is from the
Florida. Hey, all right. Florida,
it's
heavy in here.
Yeah, man, we in here. Dave's in the building from the bottom to the top. All right.
Oh, this is
so sweet.
It's our verse tonight. So,
what
Daniel, what's the... Oh, okay. We're going to... I ain't gonna put you on blast like that, but Daniel is the man. Boy, Daniel will never have a shortage on pussy. So what is the freakiest thing you've ever had a female do to you? Or asked her to do?
Get it in. I don't have a chick give a nigga head, stick a finger in her ass, and she suck my finger. Crazy shit, y'all.
Wow.
Nice.
She asked to do that shit, bro. You just did it.
That hoe was like, yo, stick your finger in my ass. Let me suck your finger when you done, nigga. All right,
oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He was supposed to do it.
Bro, I don't want no more girls from my, man, I don't know. Unless we hanging out, bro, I ain't fucking with none from Miami, bro. God, oh, my God.
Miami been off the hook.
Bro, don't put a name out there, bro, because she might not even get no husband or nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Because, boy, hey.
Straight
but he ain't hit a shit.
Straight
he ain't hit a shit. Hey, tell my man from Miami what to do as you.
Oh, he already knows. Man, this is my ex. He already knows. I told him. We laughed about it.
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, well, I had a friend that, you know, we used to mess around back in the day, and before I left Miami, we was roommates, but we were sexless roommates,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? We shared a bed and everything, but he was like, he didn't want to get used to hitting it because I was leaving, you know what I'm saying? I understand because my shit is good, you know what I mean? So when I was coming back from Ocala on Sunday, you know, I'm coming back so we can watch the game because I haven't seen him in like 2 years. So I guess, shit, 2 years will change a motherfucker. He asked me to fuck somebody before I came to see him so he could eat my ass and pussy. So to me, basically, he just wanted to suck a dick, but he just didn't want to come out and say it. He just wanted to be on the sneak. And that's how I got the topic for tonight about, you know, what's the craziest sexual thing that someone has asked you to do?
Don't put his
name out. We throwing our names or what? We throwing names out or what?
Just don't put his name.
Put his name out. Oh, what? Man, please. If you want my blast selection, I'm going to give out your name. And depending on how mad I am at the bullshit, I'm going to give out your number.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man. Hey, Chop, man, you about to get you a big-ass pistol.
You don't want to be, for what? Don't do the fuck shit. That's all I can say. I wish he would. Please. You mad because you want to suck a dick, but you don't want to come out and tell the truth. And I'm helping you.
Cause that's damn sure that's what the lick read. You trying to find a manly way to suck another nigga dick without telling his dick. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm taking you to work. You know what I'm saying? I'm just giving you a different flavor. But no, it don't work like that. I can't get down like that. You know what I'm saying?
So what did you tell him after he asked you that though?
So hold
I'm
on,
like,
did you?
Huh? Yeah. I asked him, I'm like, huh?
He tried to laugh it off.
Man, I cannot believe what I read. No, he was like, you heard, right? I still got the text messages in my phone.
Oh, shit. What's his name again?
Corey Mason. I might post the motherfucking text messages on his Facebook page. You know what I mean? Don't try me.
Yeah, she do.
You know what I mean?
You know, she'll throw it down.
He might as well go into the man porn. He might be just trying to holler at you. He figures you know somebody that do that faggot porn shit, you know. You know, he's like, damn, you know, if I tell Chalk this right here, you know, I might be my breakthrough fucking dude.
You know what? Y'all have given me an idea. I'm going to go take his pictures off of Facebook and the pictures that he may have emailed me from back in the day, and I'm going to set him up a profile. I'm going to do a special section on somebody's site. I want to suck a dick, but I just don't want to come out the closet. And he's going to be the first candidate. Yeah.
I hope he don't know
email
you live
address.
At.
Hey, you know what? I don't never want to be around you. I'm staying away from you.
Straight up.
Because guess what? Because if I catch a bullet, I want to catch my own motherfucking bullet. I don't want to catch yours.
Why?
Don't you know?
Why?
I mean, if he cut like that, it might be.
That nigga ain't cut like that wanting to suck no dick, bro. That nigga might just go crazy.
I don't know, bro. All I know is I can't be around you. I got to meet you on the other side. We got to meet in Alaska somewhere, cause you got motherfuckers got the hit out for you.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm like, my thing is in life, don't do fuck shit so people have a reason to put you out there.
You're right about that, because my mama always told me, don't do nothing that you're going to be ashamed about tomorrow.
Exactly. So, you know, for everybody that's listening out here, these are the things that's going to piss me off and make me put you on blast. Don't tell me you have a big dick when you know you don't. Because, first of all, everybody, you know, the motherfucker's like, oh, I got 10 inches. What? I want to see. And I only see 5, I'm going to hurt your feelings. I'm going to blast you.
I don't see no point in telling motherfucker how big your dick is if you ain't finna fuck like right then. Like, what are we talking about?
But then, my thing is, I'm a feel you. I'm going to get you hard. I'm going to see. You know what I mean? Shit. Ain't nothing.
Remember, she had that smoke, so she going to know.
Huh. Don't tell me that your fuck game is good. Don't tell me you can stroke it a long time, blah, blah, blah. Because if you're a minute man, I'm going to blast you. You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things. It just depends on how I feel. I might just blast you just because. You know what I'm saying? And most
what if they blasting you?
Ain't nothing to blast her about.
If I do something worth blasting, by all means. I mean, I don't feel like I'm above anybody. If I do some fuck shit, blast me. But the thing is, I'm too feral to do any fuck shit because I know how I blast people. So I'm not going to let anybody else blast me. If you pull my back out, kudos.
Everybody make a mistake, Todd.
Yeah, my mistake would be you fucking this shit out of me. That's the only mistake I'll make with a dude. That's it. But until then, I'm still on top. I run shit.
But you know something, though? Just being straight up real, I don't give a fuck how good your game is or whatever. Ain't no man going to ever outfuck no woman. Because y'all can take dick all day long as it's hard. Ain't no man going to... A motherfucker might make you feel good. He might make
for
you
come. Second.
He might you do all of that shit.
You ain't
gonna whoop.
It's a hole. It's a hole, but you can't beat it. And even if they don't get wet, when they got all kind of lubricants out there, you still can't stay in there as long as her pussy could stay there.
You got that right. You got that right. So with all that black gin and them vitamins, what's good? When I come to New York, can you governor, you coming?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
NY, man, I'm coming, man. Everybody NY, man. I'm coming. I don't give a fuck. I got to come see what them boys are doing, man.
Yeah. We got it going right now, man. Matter of fact,
And that last one, I can't even remember. What?
Hey, hey,
what you doing? He said they all motherfucker they all on precious artifacts, all in the woods and all kinds of shit.
What am I gonna call?
That's how they do it. Now we've been doing really good. We have like 44 minutes. So I gotta talk about October the 9th.
Hey, little mama, how you doing?
Who is this?
Go Allah.
Who the hell is that? Talking about some hey, little mama.
Oh no, nah, I was talking to my girl right here, my cousin old lady.
Well, like I was saying, on October the 9th, I'm having my first fuck party. So that's
doing Auntie's
first
fuck party. Yeah, bro, you gotta put his phone on mute. We're on the conference call trying to do a show, and bro, he everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing a fuck party on October the 9th in Greensboro for Auntie's homecoming. And it should be pretty interesting because after I do that party, I'm going to bring it to New York. And I've had people hitting me like, oh, when is it, when is it, when is it? And I haven't picked a date because I have to find a location. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's like, it's going to be nice, you know, people. You got to be on the guest list, and being on the guest list does not mean it's free. That just means that you get in without a hassle because you're not going to come to my shit the day of and you're not on the guest list and you think you're going to get in because you're going to pay double what everybody else is doing because you feel like you're special. So since you're special, you're going to have a special price. You feel me? So I like to keep everything in proper perspective and have some type of order to it. So you come in, you pay your money, and you can dress however the hell you want to dress. You know, if you want to bring a towel and walk around in it, you know, you can do that. Or if you want to be butt-ass naked with a thong, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? Then you meet a shorty or you see a dude, and, you know, by all means, get it in. It's a little too soon because I wanted to have Chocolate City condoms, but I have to... It takes about 2-3 weeks to get them, so I'll have them for the New York trip. You know what I'm saying? I got to brand all my parties or whatever. We're going to have drink specials all night. Everything is going to be like $5. Beer is going to be like $3. You know what I'm saying? You know, no tabs because I don't want people to get fucked up, and I'm not going to have a credit card machine. I'm strictly cash, and I will have a pen because some motherfuckers might try to be slick and give me some fake money, and I'm going to bust their ass right then, so I'm going to have a pen and mark it. You know what I'm saying? I got to think. Being a hustler, I always know somebody is always trying to get one up on you. And then it's like, boom. And what's crazy is my coworker is like, we could have the party at her house because the hotel that I wanted to have it at is booked. So I'm trying to find like a 2-3-bedroom penthouse suite. But because it's homecoming weekend, it's really going to be hard. So we got the full run of her 4-bedroom house. That's lovely. So you got 4 bedrooms, you got living room, dining room, kitchen, couple of bathrooms, backyard for the people that want to be close to the wilderness and, you know, feel some grass in the ass or whatever, it don't matter.
Yeah. You know? My nigga Red got to feel at home, man.
And then you say, be covered in camouflage.
So, you know, boom. So then once I do that, then, you know, I'm going to link up with Review Pole, and I'm sure he'll probably have a good location for me. And
oh,
then,
man, we got spots. At first I thought you wanted a club, but if you just want a crib, man, that's nothing.
Well,
we got spots, man. We got brownstones. You can have 3 levels if you want to have, if you really want to get
perfect.
It crazy.
That is perfect. And then, you know, you got to get me some girls for the He Likes the Way I Ride tour. I got people calling me from Texas booking it, people from Cali calling, and it's like, yo, I just want to book it for myself. You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you feel like you can handle 3-4 chicks, shit, ain't nothing to it but to do it. But I'm not included.
You're going to be good for a minute. Then that's going to be your ass.
That's going to be who?
Whoever he is. ass. If he comes 3 or 4, he gonna be alright, but it's gonna be over in a few.
I know, right? I mean, I don't give a damn how much stamina you got. You can't win 3 picks. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'll make 4, but I'm just going to watch and talk shit and, you know, film it. You know what I'm saying? So, no. When I'm ready to break out, everybody's going to know it because it's going to take about 2-3 dudes to dust me off. So, you know, I'm just holding on to that.
That's about the numbers on the line right now, right?
No, it's 7. No, it's 6. It's 6.
You got more than enough then.
Oh, y'all gonna take shifts? Y'all gonna punch the time card? What are we doing?
Yeah, we gonna have to come through from all parts. We gonna have to bring the south, the north, the west.
Bow your muscles up.
And you know what's funny is Red and Raw, while we were on here talking, I could have swore I seen Blackberry O's number.
Come
on, PX, the Bronx.
Come on, nah, don't do that. Don't.
Yeah, shut up. No, because why would you call? And review poll talked him up. Jay talked him up. Like, he's probably going to get on here and start talking shit. So to just not even be mean and hurt any feelings, I just left the call on mute. Because
who's going to call? Who is that? Who is that chop?
Blackberry, Bronx, BX.
Oh.
So it was nothing you could say. You could just listen.
Okay.
Mr. Wheelchair.
Oh, yeah, the nigga who was.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Wheelchair, a.k.a.
Small things and big packages.
Yeah.
Small
change. That's what I'm gonna call him. Small change. But you know,
Mister, keep everything down to a minimum.
Oh man.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm telling y'all. I ain't nothing nice. So please don't give me a reason to fuck you up on myself. Please don't, because I enjoy this too much. I really do.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
Who that was having that party last weekend with all them girls getting it in New York? That was Raw or Craig?
That was Review.
Oh, okay. That's my nigga. That's my. Hey, bro, I'm just trying to keep a base with you, you know. I'm going to have to get your number from Chuck, bro, because I'm telling you, when I come up there, you know, man, that shit, they're going to be like top flight, like Craig and dating. I mean,
Red, I told you, I got you when you get up there, man. It's a joint going on, my man. Shout out to my man Nazi and Utopia Entertainment because they doing their thing right now, man. And then there's going to be another joint. They got the lollipop and stocking thing going on right now in Brooklyn.
Okay.
And tomorrow is going to be another.
We're in Brooklyn.
Yo, hold on. Let me get you that.
I'm in Brooklyn, son. Don't play yourself. We're in Brooklyn.
Jay, don't you have something tomorrow night?
Let me make my brother Craig know to pop the little Impala out and get out of here real quick.
Mm-hmm. I swear, New York whores. I give y'all props. Boy, New York, now they got male whores.
They all over the world.
Yeah. Hey, who online went to party?
BK?
Yeah, 819 Marcy. Between Monroe and Madison.
That's in the hood. That's too far.
Man,
ain't nothing but love, man. Third hole, like our review poll have it, nigga, ain't nothing too far, nigga. Well, you look, I ain't in New York, period, yard. I drive for Canada from what that nigga got going on, nigga. Real,
yo,
nigga.
Man. Yo, you go out there, man. Tell them you on review poll's guest list at the door, man, and you good money. Go ahead, man. Go have a good time, man, because I know they got it packed right now. Lollipops and stockings. All of them is in there. With lollipops and stockings on, man. That's it.
Where Marcy?
It's on Marcy, 819 Marcy, between Monroe. Oh, my bad, and Stilettos. And if you got your man, my man just hit me with the text. If you got your man, you bring three people, you get in free.
Oh, no doubt. I got three niggas to cut. What?
You got three niggas with you right now ready to just go do they thing, then. Go ahead, B.
I got
you. I'm in Queens right now. I'm touched down on. I'm touched down at home.
Don't take no niggas that's trying to eat some pussy after a bitch done fucked.
Red already laid the law down on that, man.
Red is
I've been doing the radio show.
Yeah, don't take no niggas who ain't no bitches to pull out.
Oh my God, y'all are sick.
Niggas talking about they go put somebody in a wheelchair and can't put a bitch on a cane. Don't take nobody talking about they can put a motherfucker in a wheelchair and no damn well you can't put a motherfucker on a crutch or ace bandage.
Ace band, ooh.
Yeah, a little SpongeBob Band-Aid.
You say you put a motherfucker in a wheelchair.
Yeah. They're asking, is you in the pussy? Imagine that nigga beating up his pussy right, going hard, and the girl be like, "Did we just fuck? Did we just fuck?"
Nigga burn like 3,000 calories.
Hey, bro, this nigga think he's fucking all drunk hoes. They just don't know you in. She's talking about, oh yeah, the bitch was drunk, right? She didn't even know I was fucking her. Nah, bro, your dick was little, and she didn't know you were fucking.
That's
sad. He think he hitting all drunk hoes, but this bitch was so drunk she ain't even say nothing.
Y'all are bad influences.
That's your friend. He talking about wheelchairs and shit.
Nah, that's raw homeboy shit.
Come on now, you know my homeboy is my brother Craig. Nah. He represents, all right?
You know what? I think I'm going to upset the world. I think I'm going to settle down. I think I'm going to be in a relationship.
Cut it out. You know you ain't trying to do none of that right now.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to settle down and be in a relationship.
How you going to start this whole motherfucking movement and talk about settle down?
Because he must understand. No, the man will understand that this is what I do. It is what it is.
I thought you were talking about ditching the whole business.
Fucking some bitches.
No. He can get with it to get lost. No. You know,
that's right. Say about that bread, girl.
Of course. So, no. Actually, I'm trying to get Freaky Zeke on my damn show. Freaky Zeke. I want him on my show. Yes, I want him on my show because I was listening to him on this other show, the DTR or something like that, with Murder Mommy. And I was like, oh, my God, yo, I need him on my show so I can fuck him up. Because he's in North Carolina a lot, because he did a bid down here. And, you know, he hung out in a project that's not too far from my crib or whatever. So, you know, I reached out to him. He sent me his email address, you know, and I hit him up. I'm waiting for him. Like, yo, what I got to do to get him on my show? Because he ain't got a host. I just need him to call in so I can ask him some crazy-ass questions and then get them the hell off my line. That's it. That's it, y'all. I'm like one of them bitches, stick and move. You ain't got to stick and stay. No. Hell, half the time when I'm fucked, I don't even want to stick around till the sun come up. I don't want to roll over and stick
and stay.
Huh?
I want a bitch to haul that as soon as I'm done, like right then. Leave your drawers and everything. Just put on your shorts and enough shit for a motherfucker to notice you ain't naked and get the fuck on.
Nope.
And I'm gonna tell you, Chalk, a badass. It ain't a habit that I got, But it's like a thing. You know how motherfuckers, like, just because you fuck them, they think you finna cuddle up and your dick will be behind their ass all night. I can't sleep like that. I got to sleep the opposite way. So my main way of sleeping is to disrespect your ass. I can't help it. It's just the way I sleep. As soon as I get done fucking you, I'm going to roll over. I can't help it. It's just the way I sleep.
Yeah,
it's just the way I sleep.
Man.
For real, my old lady already know that review poll. I'm talking about, like, you know, bitch, you trying to grab your arm and put it up. Nah, man.
You can't get comfortable like that, right?
Hell no, bitch.
I'm listening. I'm listening to all these things people are saying that they don't do, they ain't gonna do, and
hey,
I love a salad. I love a salad.
You know,
you love what?
Motherfuckers in the world.
Yeah.
You love what? What you love, Chop?
I love a salad.
Ain't you know me? You my home girl, so you know we chill. You know I can put my arm around you because it's cool. But and so you go to sleep. As soon as I know your eyes closed, I'ma roll over. I can't help it. I cannot sleep like that. That shit is just, I don't know. It's just something.
Okay, so you're saying
he ain't lying though, child. Because you all cozy and comfortable and shit. You know what I'm saying? Curled up, and you all heavy on top of that nigga. You know what I'm saying? How you going to sleep?
So basically what y'all are saying is if I came and I just wanted to lay in the bed butt ass naked and y'all hold me, could y'all do that and not try to fuck? Y'all could just hold me and...
Hell no. Hey, we ain't your man. You know, everybody ain't your man to lick ass after another nigga dick done been in his ass, nigga. Nah. Chalk. I know all the niggas talking about, oh, Chalk, I got 10 inches and all that. I can guarantee your ass 9 if you somebody coming to lay with me naked. Real. Fuck all that bullshit. Oh, yeah. I want to.
But you
want to
hold me.
Yeah, I got a hole. This nigga trying to put another hole in you. You talking about hole you.
No penetration, no nothing.
Try to put another hole in you.
You can't penetrate. You just got to hold me.
You mother gonna give me some head before we start this whole shit.
Hold up. So, Chop, if a nigga rock right there, the dick is breaking your back, and you not gonna grab on it, you not gonna take it, you just gonna let the shit sit there hard.
He's gonna hold me. He's gonna hold me. what people fail to realize
hold up, Chop. Mommy.
Craig, I mean, Rob, come on, hold on, let me finish. What people fail to realize is when you do a bid, you condition yourself to certain things, you feel me? So 3 years, 8 months is how long of a bid that I did, you know what I mean? So it's like I can lay beside a dick, rock hard. It can be knocking on my back like, yo. Where Chica at? I'm trying to see Chica, and it's not going to save me. I'll go right to sleep. And
but is that fair? Is that fair to him? That's all I want to know.
She don't give a fuck. That was his man. She do not give a fuck. That's how people get raped right now.
Right.
See what you're doing? I told you before, and I put it on your message. You going to let a nigga... take a nice little girl and take her to a freak. Because if the nick is knocking on the back, I'm going to stick it in that wet pussy. Now, you lying to my bed naked, I'm going to take it. Because we just done finished fucking, so I'm going to go ahead and take it again. Because my dick is hard, and I'm going to fall asleep. No. I'm going to take that, another nut, and roll my ass over like my man Red say.
For real.
Go to sleep.
For real, on your ass. Now we can go to sleep. Now we can go to sleep. Hey, review for us, now we can go to sleep. I mean, Ross, so now.
Hey, but you know, it's good to know what's going on in the beginning so you know what it is in the end.
All right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm
it's hard to finish out that. You sleep?
Huh? Not that I'm stingy. I'm stingy.
You sleep? Oh, why are you stingy?
Hello?
Why are you stingy?
Because everything ain't for everybody.
And you right about that.
But don't be trying to lay up in bed with making nigga dick hard and don't give him none.
You not get some in the morning?
In the morning? Yeah, that, you know that's what that's
nah,
what
mommy,
that's what.
Mommy. Smile, here we go. Here you gonna be at. We gonna beat up until 11:58. See what I'm saying? We gonna cuddle up until 12:01. See 12:02? That's the morning. Got me?
No, that's at 12:02. That's the morning.
That's the morning right there.
Get
your
ass up.
Hell nah.
Y'all are funny. Y'all are so funny.
Best say 12:02 in the morning. Hey, Chop.
Yes.
Don't leave without me, man. I gotta go fuck with them boys, man. That's a must.
Yeah, because I need you to fuck with them because I need to see you eat some ass.
I ain't eating. No, you might see me fuck some ass, but I ain't eating.
Nah.
Ass.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Rock.
Unless they go, unless Jay Z go be sleeping by himself that night, I ain't eating no ass.
Yeah, Ray's fucking
yeah.
with me tonight. Man, fuck it up tonight. I don't know. This nigga come with jokes tonight.
Real,
you know
but hey.
I'm telling you, Ray.
What?
This is gonna be cool. Yes, I need you to come to New York with me because all this shit that you're talking all is
right,
like
yep. You're
gonna do it. You're gonna do it. All
man,
I'm missing
I
right now
it.
Is prime time. I'm missing
I ain't
prime
never
time.
Done it, Chop. So you know all that shit talking just because I'm around a whole bunch of porn stars don't mean it's gonna happen. you know niggas like review pool and Craig and Raw. You know, nah.
I'm a fan, Red. I made this shit up just because I like to see these asses and titties, man. That's the whole reason I made this shit up, because I like the shit. I'm going to be up in here just enjoying the motherfucker like you.
Straight up.
I feel
oh,
that.
Y'all are so funny. Y'all are so funny.
See, and the truth sometimes hurt or sometimes funny. You know, and people be like, you ass. You, I ain't no ass. I just keep it real.
Hold on. Say what now?
I said people are always telling me I'm an ass. I ain't no ass. I just keep it real. If you don't want to hear the truth, sometimes it sounds like an ass. Sometimes
oh,
it's funny.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
Exactly.
That's how
I
be.
I feel you, bro.
Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, we here. Where you go?
Oh, my family call. Sorry about that, motherfucker. Oh, boy. I'm not asking for the number. No, you're not calling my shit.
Hey, Chop, so your man who tell you gonna put you in the wheelchair, you going on?
Oh, yeah, he wanted, man, please, I wouldn't talk about his ass on the air, because then people would have to see my bad side, because he probably would have tried to say some rah-rah shit, and I would have said some good shit, and my shit would have overruled his shit, because this is my fucking show, I call the shots, I do what the fuck I want to do, you know what I'm saying?
I'm queen
it's
on
not
it.
My fault. Yeah, it's not my fault. You got the short end of the dick stick when God was passing out dicks. You feel me? So,
damn,
plus, my mouth is too
man.
Short for him.
Listen, thank God I was in line. Thank God.
Me and my cousin, hey,
that's wheelchair
oh,
man, right?
Mm-hmm. We was talking the other day, man, like, I don't know what I'd do if I had a little dick. Hey, there won't be nothing else to do. Go get saved or something, you know. I get in the church.
Oh,
hell no, that ain't... Fuck no, man. That ain't... That still don't beat... That beats the purpose, man. Eating pussy ain't getting pussy.
Eating pussy, a small dick.
If we eat to it. It leads to it.
But it's going to end it when they find out you got that little ass dick.
Listen.
But if you can stroke it, it doesn't matter. As long as she can come, she'll be happy.
Chuck. Mommy.
Yes?
We ain't got no Chinese restaurant around here. We don't do some young girl.
But me personally, it's not the size. It's if a person can work it. Because me
listen,
can
hey,
out
listen,
the
listen.
Window all day and be like, oh, I got this, I got that. But if you don't know how to use it, 10, 11, 12, 13 inches is ridiculous. I had somebody on BBM talking about, I'm trying to give you these 17 inches. And I'm like, I'm trying to send you to hell. Get the fuck off my damn contactless, your line.
17?
Yes.
Yeah. I wonder, what the fuck? That nigga fuck cows or something?
I'm like, 17. That don't even sound right. I'm sorry.
That nigga about to go call
Red,
people.
Red. Let me ask
huh?
you. You sound like
I'm a
sound like a dude that could talk between the drawers off of a bitch. Off of the phone, don't have to be there, and she be gushing on herself. Now, can you do that?
Hold on. Say that again.
I said you sound like a man that could talk the drawers off of a chick and make she gush on herself. Now, can you do that?
Yeah, man. You know that's me all the way, man. You know.
Right. Now, mommy, you talking about professionals, we ain't got no 17-inch foot size here. We talk about people with very soft petals know how to talk. We don't have to eat the pussy or have this big dick. We could talk over the phone. You get with
exactly. This is my nigga right. This is my nigga right. This is what I'm talking about. I think we from Ken, man. I'm going to have a familiar union, man. I think that man from Ken to me.
You talking all sweet and all that's not going to make my panties wet. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but at the same time, it gets you ready for when you come to New York for me to tear you another hole.
Oh.
No, what's going to get
there
me ready
go.
When I get there and you drop
nah.
my knees and you lick me? That's going to get me ready. But the talking
see?
Over the phone, no. Mm-mm, no, that don't work.
That's
I need live
talking.
Action. I need live
don't
action.
Work.
That's
it
what I'm talking about. They always got to have their motherfucking way.
Of course.
She ain't no
hey, bro, she ain't gonna tell you. She ain't gonna tell you if it get wet because she done said that part right there.
No,
yeah,
but
she,
y'all felt to
she might be changing.
I'm
she might be
honest.
Changing her motherfucking drawers and telling you, oh, no, nah, it ain't wet.
No, I'm honest. I'm I don't need to lie. I don't lie to kick it. If a person do what they do, cool. But no, for the most part, my mind does not let my cooch get wet over it like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to
it
be in front of me.
Guess
no,
what?
I'm gonna tell you the
guess,
secret.
Guess when it
I'm
will.
I'm gonna tell you the secret. To
guess
to
when it
get.
Will. If a motherfucker had already been there before, and then say the same shit, it will.
Fuck over there.
Because you know what you you know what you're up against.
You know what? If you want to woo me and make me all soft, when you see me, suck the titty. Suck the boy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And fight. Be aggressive with it. Then you know what I'm saying? Then we can talk some business. Because that's my shit.
Yeah, man. We all cool, man. We're going to see what's going on the tour.
That's going to be interesting. Review, what you got going
can
on?
Can I come, Chop? Chop, can I come, Mommy? You know I don't call her Chop. I only call her Chop on the station. I call her Mommy. Mommy, can I go, Mommy? Mommy, can I go to the store with you, Mommy? I want to go, Mommy.
Oh, my God. Y'all are stupid. Y'all are so stupid.
Yes, yo, I know he's from some line of my family.
Like it's just like, for real. This is going to be very, very interesting how everything turns out because, like, New York is going to always be the last place that I do stuff at because, like, I get more love in New York. Yeah, Exactly.
That's like the last part of the celebration.
Yeah.
Just get all the way down.
Yeah, we gonna finish it up here.
Because New York, the truth.
I even have females who's like, oh, I want to come to the party. I'll travel. Nah, where you at, New York? Don't travel, ma. I'm coming up there. Y'all ain't got to travel. I'm going to bring it to you.
Craig said he wants the party to be on a boat.
On a boat?
Mm-hmm.
What boat?
I don't know.
I got a connection with the boat in Jacksonville for like, I think it's like 1500 or something like that. But, you know, that's too far away for everybody.
That's not a bad idea, though.
We done that boat thing already. And that's what it is. But
Review. You got connections for a boat?
Yeah, we could probably get a boat. A couple cats did something on a boat, but you have to have like. It's not cheap. I mean, you're gonna have a big ass boat. We're gonna have to fill that shit up. We might as well make it. We're gonna need more than 4 or 5. We're gonna have to put the spread out and have maybe 15, 20 girls up in there, man. Cause you're gonna sell tickets.
Exactly. See, we're already on the same page. I believe in pre-sales.
We can bring about 15. We put 15, 20 girls on it. I could, you know what I'm saying? Put the word out. A couple of heavy promoters in the game, and we can get it going.
I told you, JetBlue niggas is down. I told you already, mommy. I got all of you.
Well, I have to send you more pictures, because, boy, them prices you talking is, like, not good to me.
Yeah, that's good, bro. That's Raw right there.
Yeah, Raw is a good salesperson, like, for real.
That'll work right now.
Raw is really, really
good.
Raw
is good. Only thing is, you got to deal with weather with the boat. Because if it's cold out this motherfucker, y'all got to remember, y'all in the South, y'all shit good all year round, man. It get cold up in this motherfucker.
See, this is how the boat go.
But the boat is an indoor thing. It's just got the up
indoor,
deck,
you know what
right?
I'm saying? Got music playing.
Right. On the downstairs. Yeah, downstairs.
Two, three bathrooms upstairs, downstairs. You got three bars going. You got heat, because you be fucking.
What up, bro?
And then if you want to smoke, you go outside. If a nigga don't want to pay, throw him overboard.
Oh, my God. But if he can't swim, that's cool. That's cooler than usual punishment.
And then, you know, if a nigga turn out of the boat, he just go with the swag of the boat.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, you're mean. You are so mean.
Oh, I see.
Who the hell's talking in my background?
No, that's...
I'm totally weird about that shit. All right.
What?
Oh. Damn, if I can't have your undivided attention when you call my shit now. Ooh. Okay, now, PME.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Because you like to talk shit, and you've been rocking with the best, because, you know, it's us every week. He's going to be the co-host next week. So that means him and his, I can't say retarded. I'm going to say him and his special clique are going to really go hard this week. I feel it. I mean, I know I'm going to see some crazy-ass text messages. And I wake up in the morning and see them shits, and I be laughing. My kids are like, what the hell? I'm like, nah, it's this retarded person on my BBM, and he's stupid. Because I read the one about the... You fight, you ignorant, and you fight kids, senior citizens, and niggas and shit. My daughter can't stop laughing.
You get out of line, any motherfucker get out of line can get it. That's how I feel. If you got enough heart to get out of line, you got enough heart to get your ass whooped. Or whoop mine, one or two. But we gonna get at it. You know, I mean,
but,
that's how I go. And I'm on the BBM. We're in the room right now. I'm going to tell him when next week, when next Friday?
You know what? I think so. Cause I'm normally off on Friday nights, and I think Fridays is working for me. But I'll find out tomorrow when I go to work and look at the schedule. If not, it'd be like normally it's anywhere between Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But the last three times it's been on a Friday.
Oh, Wednesday. Wednesday on 40.
Yeah, Wednesday is Craig's birthday, so we're gonna be
I think I'm gonna be off on Wednesday. If not, I can do that shit from work. I don't give a damn. Yes, we gotta wild out for Craig's birthday.
Craig.
I mean, you know, I can have a show every day. It doesn't matter. So we can do a special show on Craig's. Matter of fact, everybody got laptops and got computers, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, we can do a tiny chat. What's good?
I'm down.
Yeah, we're gonna do the little radio thing, and then we will do tiny chat. Craig said he's gonna be like a big ass kid.
Yep.
Oh my God, he's a toy
drunk. Kid. I got him lined up. He gonna be drunk. I don't know if he's gonna be able to talk.
Hey,
oh, you know, I gotta put you on blast. How many of the chicks in? Nah, I can't do that. But yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
How many? How many BBM chicks are gonna give you a birthday present?
Listen, I don't know who's listening on the air. You know, you can't. No, you can't.
No, I said birthday present. You know what I'm saying?
Saying
it's your
listen,
birthday.
I'm saying,
y'all
I'm
are
saying,
very popular.
I'm saying, whichever angle it comes from, I could care less. I'm receiving. Aggression. It's my week.
So you're receiving, you're not giving?
Nah, this is my week to take. I'm taking. That's all I'm telling you I'm doing. As soon as they bring it over, I'm taking it. You can keep going. Keep rolling.
Oh, are you eating steamed fish this week?
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
Is we about to get off the phone?
In 7 minutes.
What's the number? Because the rest of my crew want to get in right now.
Oh, 718.
7-6-6-4-6-6-1. Yeah,
4-6-6-1.
Okay. They like, I'm there. Oh, I want you to know, Chop, we got a couple women in our crew, too.
What they look like?
Well, I mean, one of them, you know, she's like, I mean, one of them like women, you know. Well, both of them like women. All three of them like women. But they put it down. They put it down. You know, I mean, they ain't no ugly girls, but, you know.
They love the box.
I'm going to BBM you some pictures, Chop.
Are they on BBM?
Yep.
Oh, cool, because I'm going to have to delete some people so I can add some people because I'm maxed out at 2,000 right now with about 100 friend requests pending.
That's
damn
right.
It easy doing me.
Don't send that train to my fucking phone.
It's not easy doing me. Where they at? Come on. I want to hear some more people like you because you afflicted as fuck. In a good way, though.
I like it.
Yeah, what they say, if you don't get help at Charter, please get help somewhere.
That's how it go.
I can't
wait to read your blast.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you a shout-out, too.
Red is on punishment because he don't know how to be quiet. Let me bring him back.
Red don't know how to do what?
You be having background. You don't know how to act.
Oh, yeah, you know I was
Man, you know how you go in the Arab store, man. You know every hood got an Arab store, and they're trying to get you to buy some new shit they got going on. But, D, you know, you wasn't going to do it, but I'm like, man, I don't want that shit. You know what I mean? Hey, y'all need to go check out that shit, man, if y'all, huh?
You something else. I'm dead. Yo, every time you talk, I'll be cracking up.
For real, oh man. I'm going to come out there and fuck with y'all, bro. You think it's a game. I'm coming. I'm a man of my word. I'm a country-ass nigga, man. I don't like to lie. You know, man. So I'm coming. Fuck it.
Yeah, I ain't even mad, man. Red, right? You always welcome up top,
to
man.
Okay.
Where you at down, Miami?
Hold on, Chop. What? Chop, y'all. Hey, bro, you see, I see I was trying to ease that bullshit in there.
Because, Red, you said it with your own mouth. I have two previous. I can go back to
Might.
Two shows.
Chop.
No.
Might.
Craig and Raw, when we get off, go on my Facebook and go to the third episode.
So my niggas, they're going to be down or whatever, you know. And if I said it, you know. Women lie, men lie. Hey, women lie. Women thought men lie. Nigga be like, hey, bro, they gonna be out there waiting over there. Be like, yeah, you the nigga from Florida that's supposed to be eating ass. I'm gonna be like, me speaking no English.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, like they always say, if you ain't got it on tape, I ain't said, but shit, it's on tape.
Hell no. Hey, yeah, bro, she got me on audio, man, you know. She got to have video. That might be a nigga interpreting me, you know.
Are you on
video?
Hey,
hey. That PME on there?
Yeah,
443. Hey, that PME. Hey, you know, like when the feds come, they say, yo, man, they got me on audio, but they ain't got no video. She ain't got no video, bro.
Not yet, Red.
Like I said, man, Jay-Z about to be with Rihanna that night, because, boy, hey, gotta be a Beyonce. Gotta be a motherfucking Beyonce if I lick an asshole.
It'll be okay. We'll coach you, you know.
I think I remember what Chalk talking about. Chalk, what I said, we're going to duct tape the tattoos. We're going to duct tape the tattoos and we're going to get it in.
He said you got him on hold.
No, he's off. Who's on 443?
That must be him.
He ain't saying nothing.
Yo.
There you go.
What's good?
That's Puerto Rican Prince.
It's a Puerto Rican, it's a Latin style, yeah, old Boogie, be more represented, PME in the fucking building, what's good?
Oh my God, are you on my PDM?
Man, we got another PME?
Yeah, yo, they'll be shutting it down.
Okay. I might have to join that clique right there, man, them boys on that Rough Rider shit. Y'all ride bikes for real, though?
Yeah.
What kind of question is that? I'm 12 o'clock kid, nigga. You know I ride like the white boys, nigga. I don't play, nigga. 1,000 jigsaws, man. I don't play.
I ride down there in Miami.
12 o'clock and shit, y'all. I'm riding for the bitches. I ain't even gonna lie.
Hey, bro. Hold on. I'm gonna back it up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't 12 o'clock the jigsaw, but you catch me on my 4x4, I scrape the back plastic all the way down the block. But on that Jigsaw, that's just drag racing, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I don't pick that motherfucking bike up because I ain't finna be pink for nobody.
Yo, what's that? You already know that's how it is. I sent you that text. My member just lost his fucking thumb riding out and shit, wilding out. Going to surgery right now. They're trying to reattach his shit. It's a lifestyle, baby. You gotta deal with it.
Hey, bro, I done. This my left arm. That bitch done been broken half, bro. They fixed that bitch. I got two plates in that bitch. Know what I'm saying? Car stopped out in front of a nigga, man. You know they ain't using no blankets. You know how them hoes be.
I hate to interrupt y'all male bonding about some motherfucking bike, so my show is about hold on. And a second motherfucker just came on the show, and he gonna talk about some motherfucking bikes? Oh, yo. I see you.
My bad. I'm about pussy, though. I heard the show was about pussy.
Shit.
shit.
Well, not until you got on here. Oh. It was, but you just changed. You talking about a fucking bike. I got something.
I ain't gonna lie. Bikes and pussy running.
Well, I'm saying though, bikes and pussy is the same thing. I'm saying you gotta get up and ride it, baby.
The same thing over here.
You gotta get up and ride it. You ain't never rode it unless you got it in sixth gear, boo. Come over, B-more. I can take you on sixth gear all the way down. 220.
What?
We maxing it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm. Heard him. Oh, you heard him, Chop. You heard him, Chop. Chop,
you
where you at, Chop?
My show is about to be over.
And Puggy, she said to be on me crew off the hook. She's been watching us on the BBM.
She's been watching us on the BBM. Man, let me tell you, this is all we do, man. We talk about pussy, money and drugs, and our bikes. That's all we getting down with. We ain't talking about money or drugs on the airwaves because that's extortion and that's charges.
Don't watch out for niggas. We ain't talking about aspirin. Aspirin and
Alka-Seltzer. Nah, but I'm saying those things. Man, you should have brought her out to the Dipped in Chocolate affair this past weekend. Shorty, you talking about sex? I mean, what you know about the Dipped in Chocolate, Shorty? We dip everything in chocolate. Yeah, be everything.
Oh my god, this is crazy. You know, my show is over, but we're still kicking it. I like that.
Yeah, man, we gotta. I'm fucking with PME the long way. I want to give a shout out, you know, from Red Bros. I want to give a shout out to all the PME clip, Rough Riders, that nigga Raw, that nigga Craig. I want to get my review poll. Can't forget about it, man. Big up New York from the bottom to the top, you know. Word. And it's Red, man. I'm going to see y'all niggas soon. That's all. I want to give a shout out to Top Mommy for always calling me every time she do a show, man. She don't never leave your boy out. So,
word up, man. Yo, Red, man. I'm waiting for you, boy.
Hey,
we're going to get it going.
Oh, I'm coming. Hey, I'm like a minute, man. I'm coming.
You got that right.
Oh, come on now, Charlie. You ain't
trying to slide it in on solo.
Yeah. Until we get on tour, and we put all this shit on blast. Like, damn, did Red ever? Did him and Chalk ever see what was going on? They always talking shit. Like, yeah.
You ain't never met a shit talker until you met a CME nigga, man.
That's what it do. That's what it do.
That's what it is.
Oh my god!
I gotta see what them boys doing up there. Man. I gotta go fuck with them niggas. Them niggas like talking about that shit right down my alley, like, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna fuck. Now where y'all boys coming out of? Where y'all at? Y'all in Cincinnati, right?
Nah, we all over the globe. He in Baltimore. I'm in Cincinnati.
I'm in Baltimore right now, selling on the block.
Baltimore is the second.
D-more. That's what it is. It's good.
Ain't nothing selling.
Okay. I used to fuck around in Cambridge when I was legit.
Red.
Yeah.
Ask you a quick question. Red.
Yeah.
This chick Keys, she's a good rapper?
It's a girl named Keys?
Yeah, she's a rapper.
She's in B-more. She be going in hard.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Oh,
Keys.
Oh, shit.
Are you talking about, what's the name? I forgot Shorty's name. Yeah, she out here.
She was on satellite radio. I heard one of her records they played on Shay 45.
Man, that bitch wrong.
No, she really don't get no love out here like that, though, out in B-more, though, man.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe because she always talking shit about Nicki Minaj.
Niggas is in love with Lil Wayne out here, man. You talk about Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj, though, they be ready to fight you about this bitch.
But guess what? Her lyrics way harder though. But when you come out dissing a motherfucker, you know how that shit go.
But see, that's the thing. She was trying to get on. She trying to get on by using somebody else's success. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't feel that shit out here.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, to my teeth.
Like, I don't know if you ever heard of Boss Man or Mully Man or none of them niggas, but them niggas, they straight grinded to get where they at right now. Like, Boss Man, he signed with The Rock or whatever, dropped a couple joints or whatever, but he ain't go at nobody. He was just straight lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't giving her no respect. Like, right now, she performing at strip clubs and shit live.
Yeah, man. Wow. She, and I'm going to tell you the God honest.
her shit, she way raw than Nicki Minaj, but just by coming out of why Nicki Minaj out there on the big end right now, you will lose your cool points.
And we got the whole PME unit trying to get up in here today. You niggas in trouble.
is all up in here. What's that?
Over.
That's the third one of y'all motherfuckers, man?
Hey, Chop.
Yeah.
So we ain't on the air no more?
But we still kicking it.
Well, fuck it, man. We family.
So what, y'all do this every week or something?
Yeah, I do.
That's what
yes,
it is.
I do.
We special guests next week, B.
Yeah, man, we're going to become, it's like family in this motherfucker. I feel like I know everybody now.
Hey,
yeah.
you ain't seen nothing yet. When you start rolling with them Rough Riders and that PME, you're going to see your family for real. Any state
okay.
that you walk into, nigga picking you up from the airport, taking you to the strip clubs, to the motherfucking clubs, wherever you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Straight
hey,
like
bro,
that.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. On this bitch. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I know you got something I need, and I know I got something you need. Now all of us need to do is link up, man. Keep the shit trill. I'm going to tell you just like that. All right, and that's all I'm going to say. That's all
it is
I'm
what
say.
It is, homie.
Yeah, because y'all already
know. I think
you
to come to Baltimore.
Hey, Red.
Yep.
I'm standing right here, so he ain't just saying nothing. Tell me what time your flight land. I'm there.
Straight
nah,
up.
I need to bring my party to Baltimore.
Up down there.
I told you, Chuck. I'm gonna be in with my AC in November, and we gonna have them nutcrackers for you. You know how you like them nutcrackers.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, nigga.
Hey, them nutcrackers ain't having it, man.
Oh,
yo, man, you need to make your way up there with them, man. We gonna have them nutcrackers on deck.
Chop, bet not leave without me, man. I'm trying to be a man of my word on that one right now.
Mm-mm-mm.
I got them, man.
Well,
my word
after my
on that
party, I'll know exactly after my party what day I'm gonna come up there. Because I gotta split my time up. I think I'm gonna alternate. October, I'll come back to New York, and in November, I'll go back down to Florida, and then December, I'll come back up to New York. January.
Oh, December is my birthday, so I'm gonna really be trying to go somewhere.
Oh, shit. She's talking about SPS right there. That's state to state. That's a whole nother episode right there.
Yeah.
Real.
Red, I got somewhere for you to
stripes,
go
shorty.
Downtown. Huh?
You say you got somewhere for me to go downtown?
Yeah, you can go downtown and say hi to Chica.
Who's Chica?
That's the name.
Who?
That's the name of Brookie.
You got me fucked up for three. Hey, go in. How about Chica to meet Mr. Spoon? Mr. Spoon.
She
can holler at Mr. Spoon.
She has no problem meeting people.
I was knowing all that, Rick. Say it again, bro.
Hey, man, fuck all that, man. I want to meet a shorty that I don't even have to talk to her. She just ready to go with me back to the hotel room. I ain't for no conversations or none of that. I just want to know if she ready to fuck or not. That's it.
That's what I'm talking about. And she fine. That's what I'm talking about. That review poll say you gonna have for me a whole bunch of bad hoes. That's what
oh,
I'm down on the dick.
Oh man,
oh,
yeah, that's nothing.
Jay, where
what's
is
that?
Wifey at?
Where is what?
Where
oh,
is Wifey?
Oh, yo, she knocked out. She was on the line, but she said you ain't pick up.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she was on the line earlier. There was a couple. I had a couple of broads in on the line. I had my girl Juicy Joy from Jersey on the line too. For a quick minute.
When I see 111, I don't pick those up because I don't know what the hell that is, like 111. But you know what? It's cool. So,
well,
Wifey, I'm going to let her live today. I'm going to let her live.
Yeah. Let her rock out.
Yeah, I'm
going
to let her live.
She already knows the arrangement. She told me what you said anyway, so you know.
So why you lie?
Huh? No, she told me when
lie?
I was... She told me when I was on the phone with you. I was like, yo, she was with me.
Ain't no watching. You got to join in. What the fuck you going to look at me for? You better come touch.
I already told her that, though. already told her that. So it's all good. It's gonna be
That kind of old lady I need.
A fun time, man. You gotta, yo, Red. I groom him like that, man. I bring him up, man.
Yeah, see, yeah, I hear you, bro.
Ooh.
See, it's like, you know, as good as it is for you, it's perfect for her because she ain't got to never worry about you cheating on her.
There you go. I keep
going.
That's
real nigga shit.
But everybody know my B.I. What field I'm in, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I kind of leave it like that, man, because, you know, niggas already been through the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't with that no more. I'm too old for that shit, man. I ain't trying to fucking go on that creep bullshit, man. I keep it 100 all day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you with you riding, yo, you gonna get the benefits, man. Because I keep my women laced. You know what I'm saying? So, but you gotta be on your sexual
you better
game
because
I'm a beast. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You fucking with L Boogie, you might get a $50 food stamp check or something like that. But that's about it. You know what I'm saying? You might get a couple packs of some oodles and noodles and some Kool-Aid or something.
Some oodles and noodles.
I'll feed one. I'll feed you.
But
I'm talking about home here, though. I'm talking about home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's talking about home.
The nigga that drive one of the 2010, you know what I'm saying? I got two vehicles, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Regular, like, you know what I'm saying, flybys, it is nothing, man. I'm not wasting no bread, but you know what I'm saying. But like I said, it's all good. It is what it is, man. I'm in this field for real, man.
I'm fucking with
that's
you.
That's what bro. It is. I tell my shorty straight up, I got two lifestyles, shorty. You got L Boogie, then you got the government. And I'm telling you now, L Boogie stay single. The government, when I come home, is me and you. But when I'm out on the streets, it is what it is.
Yeah,
take it or leave it.
Oh, this is so cute.
Hey, you in the circuit, so you already know how y'all niggas is getting down, man.
Yeah, son, yeah. Last weekend was a crazy weekend, son. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, nigga. I already know how y'all niggas is getting down.
And we tore up the mall.
You said what?
And we tore up the mall.
Did we? These niggas had to date.
Yo,
they called the police on them like four times, yo. Because these niggas was play fighting in the goddamn lobby of the fucking hotel, yo. The hotel looked like a hurricane came through that joint. Tables knocked over, chairs knocked over.
D-Money shooting motherfuckers with paintball guns.
Yeah, this nigga shooting everybody. He running down the hallway shooting niggas with pellet guns and shit.
Oh, shit.
It was a war out there, son. And the funny shit was the hotel ain't even called the police on him, man. It was the hotel across the street because they said they was making too much noise, yo.
Crazy.
We ain't going to be alive yet.
Yeah, of course. Well, the hotel y'all was at, they was getting too much money, so they not complaining.
That's
about
what it was.
Nah, yeah,
nah,
and then the hotel manager was drinking.
Hey, bro, they ain't mean making too much noise. They meant making too much money.
Yeah.
Yo, they made a whole bunch of bread, Joe.
Yeah,
yo, it was funny though, because you see a whole bunch of just straight hood-ass niggas in the lobby, and then you see, like, five just, like, Oklahoma-ass white people just, like, straight off the farm coming through. And everybody's like, hey, how you doing? They over there chilling with us, asking us questions. Like, oh, you guys are cool. I'm going to go get a beer. You guys want one? Yo, it was straight funny as shit, though, man.
White people cool as hell, man, when they got a drink in their hand, man.
Oh, yeah, son. They was drinking their little Budweisers all day, son.
We had a bar, though. Yeah. Wait, that come
next
up
the
B.A. Y'all had a ball, nigga. Y'all
going
to
be
in that? When I come up there.
Hold up. I'm texting pussy right now. Hold on.
It's talking about.
I'm an honest nigga, what?
It's talking about the A in January.
Yeah,
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Man, y'all, you come to Atlanta and see how fast I get that, nigga.
You call me when you get in South Carolina, nigga, and watch how fast I get to Atlanta. You call me
I'm supposed to be going out Fayetteville out, what is that, October, Halloween weekend?
Fayetteville.
Hey.
That's New York time. That's the 15th.
No,
nah,
Fayetteville
what? 15th is up in New York, but then we going down to Fayetteville out like the 30th.
No, because
I can't go. I can't go. Yeah, Vietnam.
Oh, shit. That's like an hour and a half away from me.
Look at how I turned around already.
Chalk is on the prowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yeah. I need some dick. I ain't getting none in Florida. I only fucked like once since I've been home. Yeah,
but look, you ain't got to go far,
Red.
So you ain't got to go far.
What's up, bro?
She was in your town, man, and she talk about she ain't get hit off.
Yeah, man, you know.
Where?
I didn't enjoy anything.
I was chasing Ben
Florida.
Franklin and them, man. You know, I be fucking with Ben Frank, you know, but Chalk ain't fucking with Chalk family.
Might have been too short to get in the car. Was you too short to get in one of them dunks or something, yo?
Who?
Because you know them niggas ride high, yo. They be riding on like 74-inch rims.
No, like, my time was like crazy down there. I was only in Ocala for, I wasn't even there for a whole day. You know, I came in Saturday and I left Sunday.
Hey, bro, this one thing, y'all, you know. Oh, go ahead, Chalk.
So, I mean, I had to go back to Miami and do my photo shoots and stuff like that. So, it's just like my next trip, I'll split my time up more so I'll have better time management so that way I can get it in and, you know, I can be refreshed and get some new victims, some new footage, you know what I'm saying?
Talking our family.
I'm telling you right now, yo, when you go to the club, don't get the nigga that's popping the bottles because that's the cheapest motherfucker out of them all. You get the quiet nigga that's in the corner of the club acting all shy and shit. I'm telling you, that nigga's the one that got money.
You can't be talking about business like that.
Yeah.
Check my man out. Check him out. That nigga Ross, shout out, man. Hey,
LP, call in.
Huh?
The LT collar, is somebody on hold, Chop?
The switchboard is off.
Man, it's a business conversation.
This is just us chilling. I mean, it's off the air.
We falling back. Hey, Chop, when I get off the phone, I'm going to get Raw, them number Raw, and all these niggas. Review poll them and nigga PME them niggas is blast. I know them niggas bring a bike in front of me, man. They gonna be like, damn, this country ass nigga, he ride like us.
I'm gonna let you know something real talk. The country niggas is the niggas that you gotta watch out for because they ain't scared of shit. They done hit cows and trees and all types of shit, nigga. So when they get around cars, they're like, fuck it.
But do you see how my damn right arm tatted? Nigga, this is my cowboy arm, nigga. Got my horse getting bucked off. You know, I got my Indian in the front, my Charlotte bull on the side, my damn.
Yo, son. Matter of fact, I gotta wait. I'm going to the motherfucking Cadillac Ranch, son. They got a mechanical bull on that bitch. I'm going to go get me a jean button up shirt with some Wranglers and some cowboy boots. And
man,
I'm setting
all that
the fuck
shit in the room, bro. Hey, bro, you talking that crazy shit. All that shit in my room, man, right now. I got two sides.
I need the big-ass belt buckle, though. I need that big-ass, just the big-ass, just fucking bull-ass belt buckle so I can walk in that bitch.
Hey, right.
My new name when I walk in that joint, I'm going to be Buckham Sanchez and shit. That's going to be my name when I walk in that joint.
But you bullshit, man. You know that. Y'all be... I ain't gonna get on this subject, but I'm gonna just say it and I'm gonna leave it alone. But these white folks, they learn who they are through us, bro. Like the way they living, bro. You think like, oh yeah, they acting white, but Mexicans and niggas really the real cowboys, man. They just don't know it. They took our ways and just like, you know, made it like the American. But it's more Mexican cowboys.
They stole all our shit. Everything
they
picked us out of.
Yeah, for real.
Why hey, yo, Buck.
Hmm?
First, I'm getting called. First, I get called an A-Rat by y'all motherfuckers to come down to Baltimore and shit. Now I'm getting called Mexican and shit.
Straight up.
I'm Puerto Rican, son. I'm Puerto Rican here.
Puerto Ricans, niggas, too. I heard we some kin or something. A black king or some shit a long time ago.
Nah, a long time ago, son. Puerto Rico was a slave trading post, man. That's where all the black people came to come get their fucking papers and got sold at, man.
They sold y'all
right beside us, man.
That nigga's dropping
history
right now, man.
That's fucked up.
Now, this is what they told me when we was over in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, Jamaica.
They said the Indians was already there, right? Said the Spaniards came there with the slaves, the blacks as slaves. And somehow or another, they just made their own breed of people.
It's true.
The original inhabitants of Puerto Rican was the Taino Indians. The Spaniards went to Africa to bring them over to the islands and sell them off to the Europeans. So during that whole little mixture and shit from the Europeans, the Indians, the Spaniards, and all of that shit, it came out to be a Puerto Rican.
That's how you got some real light Puerto Ricans with blonde hair, right?
Yo, son, yeah. My mother was one of them light-skinned Puerto Ricans, and then my father's side of that shit, they all straight black. My cousin, we call that nigga 8-Ball because he's so goddamn black, huh?
I got my partner from New York down here. It's a town called Interlochen right next door to me. It ain't nothing but like New York immigrants. New York immigrants from way down here. My dog, he got black hair, and his girl got black hair. But they come out with two Puerto Rican twins that got gold hair. I'm like, boy, you got to take your pistol to high school with them. Come up with a son. So he had two sons. They can't send his daughter to school with nobody to protect them because he already know what time it is. I'm talking about 220.
Yo, son, I got a baby girl on the way right now, son. Half black, half Puerto Rican right now, son.
Oh, man. Damn.
Trust me, I'm getting the 12-gauge shotgun Mossberg pump, you already know.
Straight up.
And I'll probably get me something like just P95 Ruger or something 40 cal or something light.
Boy, I hate you, bro. I don't want no girl. Man, I ain't got no kids yet, but Lord, please don't give me no girl. Lord knows.
Yo, I'm being real with you. I said the same shit. And all the dirt that I've done did in my life, Lord bless me with a girl, and I'm going to be mad as shit the whole rest of my life. I'm going to be mad as hell, but it's a godsend, you know what I'm saying?
For real, man. Like,
dirt that you do, Red, he going to bless you with a beautiful daughter.
Man, and then I got white and black on my dad's side, man. Damn, man.
It's crazy.
I hope not, Raw. Please, Lord, don't give me a girl. I want me a little Chinese boy, man.
Hey, Brad.
I'm gonna be Brad Pitt.
They still fucking around down at the Iguana?
Huh?
They still fucking around up at the Iguana?
I ain't heard nothing about the Iguana in a while.
All right, I'm out of here, fellas. I got some things to tend to right about now.
All right,
yes,
well,
I need to go.
Yo, I'm about to walk too, man.
All right.
Yo, Red.
Hey,
I'm gonna get with you.
This Raw.
You.
Who that is talking?
That was Review Paul and Raw.
Okay. They out.
Yeah, we out. Yo,
okay,
not fine. I'll get with you in a little bit. Get my number. Chop, get Red my number, man.
I will send it to him.
All right. Now get with y'all in a little bit.
Peace, bro.
All right. You guys have 100. A good night.
Yeah.
Bye. This is what I'm talking about, boy. This fam here.
Yeah, man.
I ain't been down in the Guana in a minute. I used to come down there and tell them shits up. We were supposed to go to the road when we left up out of there. But my cousin, he got drunk. That's why I was asking what part of Miami he's from. But my cousin down there in Miami, his name.
I'm 4 hours from Miami.
Oh, where you at?
He's in Ocala.
Ocala, yeah.
Ocala, Palaca, you know, I'm 30 minutes from both. I be back and forth. But, my godmother and shit stay over there on my park. But, Yeah, that's why I say Chalk family. I ain't got to worry about seeing her ass. She can't. I might bump into Chalk ass when they might go over to the crib and she beat us, so I ain't got to chase her ass down with it too much. But that New York trip, and I'm going to holler at them boys. I'm coming. Stopping through Baltimore to holler at my man.
Yeah, we had a pile up there last week. We had a pile up there. I mean, but, you know, we do that shit all the time, you know. Especially our, like our BBM family, like I was telling Chop, this shit started out, you know, we were just talking shit, a couple people talking shit that we used to always talk all the time. And then we made up our little crew, then the girls wanted to have their little crew, and they start calling themselves PYW. And then every time we have an event, we just beef a little bit, you know. They shooting paintball guns, duct taping motherfuckers, beating them down, and, you know, we just have to. So everywhere we go, like somebody in our crew have an event, like one of the Rough Riders have an event, we all say, okay, well, we going here. So now everybody is following us. Everywhere we go, everywhere the two crews go, everybody else want to come because they know that's where it's going to be live at.
Right, right.
Damn.
I hope y'all be in town around for my I don't know, in the state period for my dog event. We have an event area for my dog who got killed on the down motorcycle. Nigga had was a hole shot in his bike on the road and hit the spray or whatever. And the lady pulled out in front of him on a van. And, you know, we have an event for him every year, so hopefully y'all.
All you got to do is put it out there. I'll send that shit out. Because we all do shit just to do shit together anyway, you know. It don't matter who event it is. As long as we all together, you know, we do shit like that. And it's like, we really in the Rough Riders, but we like to veer it off and started our own little thing inside the Rough Riders.
Right.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, you know, it's just fun because, like, a lot of motherfuckers don't really travel a lot. They be going to the same events every year. Like, around here, most of the people around here go to Cleveland, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Louisville, you know, and just the surrounding cities and states, right? But, like,
right.
I mean, we all over the fucking United States and in about 4, 5, 6 countries. Japan, you know, we all over. So we started this thing up for us to just start, you know, traveling more. And so that's what we do when somebody in our club has an event, you know, we just say we ain't going to be sticking to the same states, like down your way, motherfuckers just be hitting Florida, Georgia, you know, South Carolina. But we try to take this thing further, so it'll be like, well, we're going to stay wherever we're going to be at. Don't give a fuck where it's at. We're going to get there.
Right.
And that's what we've been doing. And everybody just been wanting to be a part of what we've been doing. So they've been like, I want to be in on PME. You know, and all the girls, like, I want to be in on PYW, you know, and it's just been going. It went further than what I thought it was going to go. As it started off, my dog said, you know, cause we was just going out of town fucking niggas cities up. I'm talking about we was just clowning. And my nigga said, hey, me and my PME niggas will come anywhere, fuck your town up, drink your liquor, this and that, that and this, and just kept going on and on. And then next thing you know, everybody just started saying that we was getting a whole lot of props from it. And they like, I want to be in.
I done heard Lil Jon shout it out before. Something on a mixtape. I can't remember what it was. But I done heard. That's why I was like, PME. I was like, damn. I done heard that.
Pimpin' made easy.
Okay.
And we just been, you know, it just, that's something, you know, we got love for each other. Even though we be fake beefing and all that shit with them. But, you know, that's just what it is. And it's just bringing our crew a little bit closer. And we, you know, we show love out to the AC community, the MC community, you know, the SC community, everybody. We don't just because we Rough Riders, we don't just do Rough Rider stuff. We go all the way around the board.
Okay.
And see, in a minute, what's going to happen is, this shit gonna get so big, and like I said, we got members in every fucking state just about. In a minute, this shit gonna be like when somebody have an event, I mean, their event just going to fucking sell out because wherever we all decide we're going to go, and we always talk about it on BBM, like, what's up for such and such week or what's up. Like, right now, they're in South Carolina, in Columbia, most of them, is, you know, in South Carolina and different places, and we all just say, well, we're going to go here or we're going to go there, and everybody going to show up.
Wow.
Well, you know what, guys? I hate to cut this short, but I'm going to hit end. Red, I'm going to send you all these numbers so you can have them and y'all can talk. Yeah,
okay.
It's going to be, I'm going to send the whole contact.
Is he on BBM?
Baltimore, right?
Is he on BBM?
No.
No, he's not
on BBM. No, he's not on BBM,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
He needs you, though, because he's missing a whole lot.
Yeah, we'll get him
get on
there. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing.
We get fucking ping chat.
What you said, Chuck?
You better get ping chat or something.
Ping chat? Nah, I'm gonna get on the BBM show. I'm gonna go and get a little single phone. See what's up.
We network. I mean, we got motherfuckers. We network in Germany, motherfucker Amsterdam, all over.
Straight up.
And like you said, boy, all I got to do is make a call and say, I'm on my way. They're going to pick me up from wherever.
Okay.
Bring me a ride, whatever. You know, it's all like that.
All right. All right. I'm going to definitely fuck with you, though, man. Text me the number,
Carlos.
Talking.
Oh, well, Carlos, what? I don't want to call you Carlos. I want to call you something else.
That's my, you know, that's my alter ego. That's my real name, right? But I made that name up. Because when I used to be real hard in the streets, you know, I played the game like Michael Corleone. So my partner started calling me Carlos Corleone. And, you know, I just made that up because that was my gangster side. And I put that in. But my nickname is Bug.
Who?
Bug, like Boogie without the I-E.
I don't like that either.
Well, you had to make up your own then because I don't know what...
That's all I need to hear.
They call me the troublemaker. They call me all kind of shit.
I'm going to think of a good one for you.
That's be just yours.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm so special.
Talk something else, man.
Off the fucking thing.
If y'all hot boxes don't get the fuck off my phone, I need to go get some. Nah, I'm going to bed. I got to go to work in the morning. I don't feel like fucking
you
bed.
Want some meat? Yeah.
Nah, actually, I don't.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Actually, I don't. No, actually, seriously, I don't. I don't. I'm like, Nope, I've only fucked twice in August before.
Try to be putting some dangerous pictures up on BBM too.
I seen. I'm on the little Top City production.
What they be seeing on BBM, I don't put up on the name. I be putting them up in the group. I mean, I'm supposed to put you in the group, ain't I?
Yeah, you're supposed to send me some groups.
Oh, I'm going to send you some. That's right. I just had so many technical difficulties when we got off the phone today. I almost wasn't able to do the show because Blog Talk was out, and then my laptop is fucked up, so I don't even know if that shit is working or not. So I'm probably have to take it to the shop and get a replacement, and the shit brand new. I'm like, I don't understand. Something about Skype being corrupted or some shit.
Yeah, that's why you just have to. I got a computer guy. I just haven't been able to catch up with him, but he do everything my shit.
I don't know.
I guess we got to get off the phone. Me and you both got to go to the morning, and I ain't no morning person.
Well, you'll talk enough shit to keep you up. You'll wake up real quick.
Yeah, you don't talk too much shit in the daytime because. I be busy at my job. I got a real job. I be like, you know, coming from where I came from, I be like, I'm trying to get the fuck away from this job, you know, because this motherfucking job be breaking your back, boy.
your neck, what your you back, doing? Your ankles. I do semi tires, truck tires. I fix
oh.
them. Like, yeah, and them bitches blow up on you, all kind of crazy shit. You put 100
wow.
some pounds of pressure in that bad boy, and it blow up on you, boy. You don't want to.
Hello?
Yeah, you don't want to be around that. You think you was in Beirut when them motherfuckers go off.
Yeah, what the hell just happened? Everybody still there?
I am. Well, my Bluetooth said something, and it's fucked up. I don't know what's wrong with this mother, but, like, if somebody call and I got it hooked up to both phones, if somebody call in, it just cut off automatically and reboot back up. And then it just told me 15 minutes remaining on the time, and it clicked out and clicked back on.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I went up there to get another one, and they told me they ain't had none in stock, but they always take care of me.
Who's your service with?
I'm with Verizon. Hands-free.
Because I'm with Sprint, and my BlackBerry sucks.
Yeah, my Sprint phone, it's my slider phone, like, you know, because you know how these BlackBerries is, they fucking hard to, you know, to do shit with, but because it's complicated, but my Sprint phone is just an easy, quick flip phone. But I'm gonna get me another BlackBerry on that one, and then I'm going to have another alias. So I'm going to be coming in hard from two angles. Yeah. Did you get my BBM? I sent you a BBM.
Because I'm on the phone. What I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show. It's going to disconnect our call, and then I'm just going to call you straight back from my phone.
All right.
Okay. Bye.